If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
We now return to Sunday Golf on CBS.
And Mickelson here trying to save par. And there's Mickelson's wife. God, is she hot.
Look at that rack. There's a downhill lie for you.
Oh, and they're just out there begging to be touched, pleading.
What?
How many golf balls do you think she can fit in her mouth?
I'd hit that one in the rough, if you know what I'm saying.
Who are you kidding, Greg? You'd f*** her for a week and then get tired of her.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I do. That's my thing. But a hell of a week, though.
Hell of a week.
Let me ask you something. What do women want? Who cares?
O-M-G!
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Finish this sentence for me. Kanye West is...
black.
And now...
balls.
Our feature presentation.
Well, those would be black, wouldn't they?
By the way, that was Kanye West answering that question about Kanye West.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What was that golf thing? What was that?
That was funny.
You know, Family Guy. Best show on television.
Best show on TV.
Come on.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Tuesday the 12th of Februaryola.
Watching the news this morning, Channel 4, who, by the way, is priceless because you can tune in for any 50 minutes and see something that astonishes you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about Channel 4. And they had Doug Kriegel out on the street.
Oh, good.
And I guess there's a mudslide, Lisa, in Encino. There's a house.
Oh, there's a house that split in half, yeah.
Split in half, right.
Wait a minute. In Encino? Where's the mud coming from?
There was a broken water main. And 4 homes are having problems, but this one house actually split in half. Because
split in half.
Cool.
And, yeah, all this mud came down the mountain or something at the house, and it's breaking up. And they're out there. They're interviewing the owner. And this is what I love about Doug Kriegel. This is the sensitivity that he shows and the hard-hitting journalist that you can always expect from KNBC Channel 4.
There is no insurance. Zero insurance.
All right, it's the homeowner who obviously is, you know, in danger of losing everything in his whole life.
Any kind for this kind of loss or damage. So that if that house were to fall down, it would be a total loss.
On your house?
On my house.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty lousy.
He should have punched him right then.
How do you feel about that is the most worthless question ever because they only ask it when it's perfectly clear how the person feels about it.
Yes. The guy has just established that he has no insurance and that if the house continues to fall like it looks like it's going to, every single thing he owns is gone, right? Again, Doug's question.
How do you feel about that?
I mean... How is that a question? I mean, I guess he's just trying to get more tape by getting the guy to expand upon it. But
yeah,
what
I mean,
can the guy say except crappy?
He might as well just say, talk more about it so we can all laugh.
Yeah, really?
Right. How get some more video and fill up this piece.
Did they interview any kids about what they thought about the mudslide?
No, unfortunately they should have, though. That would have been cool.
Kriegel couldn't find it. You know he would have aired that
in
a second.
You bet.
So
I don't know how that flies.
I don't either, but it not only does it fly, it's consistent. You're right. You can see something like that every 15 minutes on that program.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's good. They are not inconsistent. You go there, you know what you're going to get, you get it.
That's true.
That's the way it should be.
Very reliable.
So I'm driving in this morning, and Lightning is out in the parking lot, and he moves the red cones over so that they're blocking my path so I can't go in. So I did, you know, what everyone would do, stepped on it. And
ran
them over. And now I think one of them is jammed up inside my engine someplace. I don't know. There's something wrong. I heard it dragging for a while, and Lightning was on the ground laughing. Not sure what happened, but.
Why was
I might need a ride
that?
Home. What?
Why was he doing that?
To be funny.
Because it's funny.
Here's the thing. Kevin was still early.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
He came in a minute before the end of the song.
One full minute. As a matter of fact, that's a waste of my time, really. I mean, I got to cut it closer.
You would have been 2 minutes without the cone incident.
You see me walking around in there, I was just like, what do I do with myself now? I don't understand what to do with yourself when you're
around. Well, after work, you'll be calling a tow truck. I know that. Mm-hmm. So there's something.
I think it's melted. I'm not sure.
Well done, Kevin.
Do we have time to deal with Beer Mug's new obsession for a minute?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what it is.
Beer Mug needs to step into the studio if he's listening right now.
Hey, Beer, come on in.
He has cracked open one of the great mysteries of the 20th century. He was not alive when it happened, but last night Beer Mug sat down, watched a video, and now is convinced that he understands exactly what happened on the day President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
He has a new theory?
Well, he's got something up his butt. I don't know what's going on, but...
Hey, guys, can you find Beer Mug? I don't know where he is, but we need him.
I love Beer Mug, something that was investigated for decades. Now Beer Mug can crack by watching it on TV for a night.
Put on your headphones. How long have you worked here?
How does he not know that?
You run the board for Jed. You know how this works. You can't hear Bean without the headphones.
Oh, that's right. Forgot.
JFK assassination?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous, dude.
Now, were you drinking when you were watching the Kennedy video last night?
Well, I stayed up till about 11 o'clock last night. I wasn't really into TV, so I opened up my computer, and I just started typing little tidbits about the Kennedy assassination.
Okay, wait. Let me just stop you there.
Yeah.
Why?
I just got interested all of a sudden. Something came up. I think I actually saw something on TV.
Yeah.
About Kennedy, and I've always...
But you had a headache or something?
No. I just I wanted to see what was going on, so I read it.
Can I explain something?
Yeah.
Nothing's going on. This was a long time ago.
He's still dead.
What's wrong with you?
It was a conspiracy.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just was so interesting. I watched the film, the Zapruder film, and just a bunch of evidence that makes you kind of go, I think this...
It better make you go more than, or I'm going to punch you in the face.
I think one day when, if I have kids, they will know the truth.
And the truth is?
The CIA did it.
The CIA did it?
Yeah.
Because?
Oh, there's just so much. It's just too smooth for one guy, Lee Harvey Oswald, to pull all this off. I mean, to pull off such a wide-scale ambush on one person in a time, place. It was just too...
Forgive me
too
for
fishy.
My lack of knowledge, but... wide-scale ambush?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the films and everything and all the evidence, the autopsy, Kennedy was shot a number of times. And for one guy just to do all that and get such a stellar headshot for the final shot, it's just too... Something doesn't ring out. There's other people involved.
Lisa May. This is Gene Simmons. How are you?
Hi, Gene.
Beer Mug, it's funny that you bring up a stellar headshot.
Okay. All right. That's not what we're talking about here, Gene. But, Mug, let me ask you this.
Yes, Bean.
Why is it that every time something astonishing happens in the world, whether it's man landing on the moon or it's the terrorist attacks of 9/11 or it's the Kennedy assassination, people automatically have to say the explanation given is not acceptable? Why is it we always need to make it grander than it is? Why can't one guy shoot one guy like lots of other presidents have been shot by one guy?
Well, moon landing and 9/11 aside, I've seen those conspiracy theories. I see the evidence. Don't really agree with them.
I was going to ask you about the 9/11 thing because they're, I don't know, 40% of America or something like that.
I know. They're absolutely convinced.
Conspiracy theory.
If you see the reasons behind that and why the U.S. would or someone involved in the government would pull that off.
So you've weighed that and that's not a conspiracy.
That's not a conspiracy.
No, he doesn't believe in the 9/11 conspiracies because he's a Jew.
And they got the advance notice to get out of the building,
exactly.
Right.
Because
you're the one that was warned.
Okay. Exactly.
All right.
But
exactly.
So let me ask you this, and this is what it always comes down to, and I think Lisa brought this up off air, which is the thing about conspiracies is the more people that are involved, the less likely they are to hold water for very long. And you think about how many people have investigated the Kennedy assassination over the years, including a blue ribbon panel at the time, the Warren Commission that had a bunch of people on it with a bunch of investigators. You think they all signed a blood oath to keep it quiet and never reveal what really happened that day?
Well, look, the former CIA head during the time of Kennedy's presidency, Alan Dulles, was the head of the CIA, and he was fired by Kennedy for illegally initiating the Bay of Pigs over Kennedy's orders. He was fired. Kennedy was assassinated. Some reason Dulles was assigned to that very commission, the Warren Commission, this commission to look up, to investigate the assassination.
Okay.
There's a lot of fishy things.
Here's my favorite thing, though. If it doesn't add up in your mind, it has to equal something crazy. You know what I mean? Like the people who don't think we landed on the moon, they go, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like – it didn't look like –
Thanks, Joe Rogan.
Yeah. But it's like a UFO. If it's unidentified, it must be an alien craft. That's a huge leap from – it just doesn't look like – there was a headshot and seems like a lot of shot. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to add up. Boom. You're convinced it's a whole governmental group. That's not –
And there were a lot of good people on that Warren Commission too, including Gerald Ford, who you remember, who's a straight-up guy beyond approachment. I mean, no one's ever – suggested he was anything less than hardworking and honest.
He's a stooge if I've ever seen one.
You know, the thing has been pretty well investigated. I'm not saying it's not possible that something, you know, something hinky could have gone on, but I don't think you've cracked it yet.
You guys should be fascinated more with Beer Mug being so obsessed with it now.
Yeah, I know.
Not with the actual conspiracy.
That was going to be my next question, is what came up that interested you, that got your interest peaked? Did you see a news special?
This morning, Beer Mug comes in, and you got to understand, every time Beer Mug comes in, usually in the morning, hey, Mug, what's happening? He goes, oh, last night I played poker.
This is a mess.
And he comes to this one, I say, hey, Mug, what's happening? Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill JFK. And he's like wide-eyed. And all,
were you up all night?
And he's throwing out names.
Were you up all night online?
Until about like 12:31.
Yeah.
I just, something came over me. I had to investigate.
45 years ago this happened.
Right. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Right.
Well, please
well, that's
do.
Good news.
We would appreciate that. If you do get an update, let us know, okay?
Definitely.
He figured out the poo on the floor in the bathroom.
Yes. That's my first step.
I think that's maybe where he's going.
You have to go
taste JFK.
Yeah.
Was the poo involved at all in the assassination, do we think?
Oh,
the poo is just a patsy.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there's plenty of material out there. There's plenty of stuff you can rent, Beer Mug. There's a lot of research out there for you to follow, but let us know what you come up with, all right?
Definitely.
No, let's research. What are you, crazy? He's got to go on the internet. Look at stuff and go, I don't know. It doesn't look like it. Therefore.
Hey, they can't put it on the internet unless it's true, by the way. That's a fact.
That is true.
All right. Get out, B-Run.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
Let's talk about giving away an iTunes gift certificate for 106.7 free songs.
Nice.
I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know that I could come up with 106.7 songs that I want now.
It'd be fun to figure it out, though, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I would. I guess you'd get CDs from people.
If you started tooling around iTunes, you'd see one thing and that would make you think of something else. You'd be fine.
And then you'd end up trying to figure out who killed JFK.
Right.
That's what happens. Kevin and Bean Love on the Rocks, singles party. Got your tickets today coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard this story, but Amsterdam's red light district is closing.
I've never seen it.
That's the prostitution area, and it's basically just giant window fronts that are made out of glass with red around it, you know,
and
neon.
And women inside,
and
right?
women behind the glass posing and trying to get you to come in and, you know, pay them whatever it costs.
I'm so bummed.
Yeah.
Why don't they just take down the Hollywood sign? I mean, it's the same kind of thing. You know, just take whatever the town is famous for and then just get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's half the reason people go to Amsterdam. The other half, fortunately, is still in effect, but...
Sure, the hash. Also, there's a new movie out on DVD today called The Amateurs, which you probably haven't seen, and we have seen it. Ralph kind of tipped us off to it, and it's really great.
It is. It's a really good movie.
It's a good tip to pick up, so we're going to talk to one of the actors in that movie coming up. And Stump Sex. That's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear that last part.
No.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
I voted no.
He'll be right in after that.
Now, Kevin and Bean take a moment to celebrate Black History Month.
So green, they look so keen. If you have one look, you know what I mean. My hair's so brown, it is always down. On my face, the never is around. When you and I meet, you will not stand. Get on your knees and kiss Ty's hand. Go Tyra, get busy. Go Tyra, hey.
That's a moment in Black history right there.
You think if you were African American, you would want Tyra in your group? Or do you think you'd try to push her off on any other group?
I don't know.
I'm going to start an anonymous-style internet terror campaign against Tyra Banks.
I like it.
I want to put on the Guy Fawkes masks from V for Vendetta and go down in front of her studio and play music and chant and protest and just make her life a living hell.
Hack her website.
Anonymously, of course.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, crap.
You know we're on the air, right?
All right, it's not me. If it happens, it's not me.
Somebody ripping off your idea. That's all, Ralph.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock. Destination number 6, the K-Rock World Tour 2008, is Zurich, Switzerland, to see Panic at the Disco. That's our friend Kevin's hometown, you guys know, right?
That's true, yeah.
And we'll give you a chance to qualify for that coming up here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock by giving you tickets to see them at the Honda Center. Kevin turns out to be Swiss.
Oh, his hometown. I thought he was born in Zurich.
Half of my life I thought I was German. I told people, hey, what?
Because of your Nazi tendencies?
No, not at all. Oh.
Tendencies, by the way.
Oh, that's a good band.
Yeah.
You just assume you hate the Jews, so you must be German,
not at all.
Right?
Not a bit. Nope,
you think you're the master race, so you figured you were German.
Nope, not a bit. I thought that's where my dad's side of the family came from. And that's what I told everybody until we were over there, Bean and I. And I don't know, I went into Switzerland and I saw a chocolate shop with my real last name on it. I was like, I called my mom. She said, yeah, you're Swiss. I said, what? How could I? My whole life? I said, what about German? Nope.
My whole
Swiss.
Life?
No, yeah, Swiss, we just changed.
I'm saying, I thought my whole life. Like when I was in high school, college, I was telling everyone, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, I'm German. Mm.
Imagine
remember.
Kevin getting a fact wrong about something.
But your history, your family tree, I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
You're going to one day find out you're adopted or something else that your mom forgot to tell you, too, by the way. Be careful here.
Well, both my brothers have dark hair and dark eyes, and I don't.
There you go. Yep.
Track down the milkman, then. Yeah. All right. It's 5:52. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
I think Track Down the Milkman was the hit single from the Nazi Tendencies. Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, I do have some passes to give away to an event I am very excited about. It is the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro, the new Will Ferrell comedy. I've had a chance to see this film, and I got to tell you, it's laugh-out-ass funny.
You laugh out your ass?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You will laugh out of your ass.
Wow.
Okay. Imagine the shock and surprise on your neighbor's faces as you laugh out of your rectum. But there's just so much laughter, you just can't fit all out your mouth. It's got to come out of other orifices.
Yeah.
Orify. It is Tuesday the 19th, next Tuesday. At the Man Village Theater in Westwood, California. It doesn't hit theaters till February 29th, so you'll see it well before the rest of the world. And you also get to see Will Ferrell and Will Arnett and Woody Harrelson and all the stars walking the red carpet. It's going to be a blast. If you'd like to go, I've got a little trivia question for you. I'd like to give it to some real Will fans. You know, before he started starring in major motion pictures, Will had a lot of smaller roles, kind of worked his way up in the world of movies. One of those smaller roles was in one of my favorite films from our pal Kevin Smith called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Name his character in that film, if you would, for me, please. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First person gets through with the right answer gets a pair of passes to go see the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro.
It's going to be great. Can't wait.
It's very, very funny. Congratulations, America.
America.
Light is once again shining on this great nation of ours. I think good things are around the corner. This is the beginning of an upswing.
Because why? What happened?
Because Siegfried and Roy are performing together again.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They are planning a one-night-only comeback. And they'll be doing their show as a fundraiser for Alzheimer's. Which I think is an excellent idea, because if the show blows, no one will remember afterwards.
Is Montecore going to be involved in that act?
I sure hope so.
It's the tiger that ate him, right? And it's can Siegfried and or Roy talk now? Or?
It's been 5 years since that infamous tiger attack left Roy critically injured, and he's now getting around on a cane.
Wow, that's good.
He's out of the wheelchair and he's on a cane.
That's great.
So that's a major step for him.
Guys, you can't just pick up the show where you left off with animals who haven't done it for 5 years. I mean, what's the learning curve on getting them back in show shape?
Oh, I'm sure they remember.
Sure.
Just wing it. That's what I say.
That's what I say, too. I want to see him try.
Just
the hell?
Wing it. The show is scheduled for next February.
Oh.
So they got some time to work up to it, I guess. They got a year.
Yeah, that'll do.
Get their act together, so to speak. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do, as a matter of fact. We have Blake in Playa del Rey. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
Blake, what was the name of the character Will Ferrell played in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
It's Federal Wildlife Marshal Will and Holly.
That's right. Marshal Will and Holly. And he's also starring in the big-budget remake of Land of the Lost, which the characters Marshal Will and Holly come from. See how it all comes back full circle?
How about that?
Congratulations, Blake. You're going to go see the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro next week.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Hang on. We'll give you all the details. Marshal Will and Holly. That's where it came from.
It's funny.
Yeah. Tom Cruise has a big night in store for his wife, Katie Holmes, says Us Weekly magazine.
Uh-oh.
He's spending months preparing for Valentine's Day.
Oh
sure. Because, you know, Tom has got to do everything bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only imagine what his plans are for Valentine's Day. However, the magazine reports that no one knows exactly what his plan is.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But Tom says it'll be fun.
Oh.
I'm thinking sex for the first time.
Oh. No. He said it would be fun.
Oh, no, yeah. You did.
See, because.
Meanwhile, in the same interview, Katie gushed over their daughter, Suri, said the little girl does something new every day.
Really?
Wow.
That's something.
A child developing. Imagine the possibilities.
What is it that's so annoying about them? It's as if
because
no one's ever had a Valentine's Day. No one's ever had a kid. Is that it?
Because they are robots pretending to be one of us. It's very disconcerting.
Hmm.
My child does it. My child does it. My child does it. That's what I heard her say the other day. It's very strange.
Guys, what's going on with Katie Holmes where she gets so much hotter every year? What's up with that?
I don't.
She was attractive when she was Joey on Dawson.
She was
attractive
kid then. I think she just grew into her womanhood.
She's just grown up. But I look at her even today versus a year ago. It's unbelievable how much prettier she is now.
Look, I went to see Jumper last night, right? The new Hayden Christensen, Rachel Bilson movie.
Right.
Rachel Bilson, the same thing. She was always cute on The O.C., but now she's becoming a woman. She's kind of growing into her looks and her sexuality, I think. You know?
Too bad Tom Cruise can't appreciate what he's got at home, isn't it?
How dare you, sir.
I'm saying.
Bean from K-Rock. Bean.
That's right.
In case the lawyers are
shame
listening.
Shame on you.
Randy Jackson of American Idol thinks people want to...
Go.
Take two.
I just can't get this out. Randy says he thinks people want to smell like him.
What? So is this another celebrity perfume?
The American Idol judge is working on marketing his own fragrance for men.
Yeah. It's called Balls.
Rumor has it, it'll smell like pancake batter.
Here's the thing.
Randy Jackson had an operation to cut his stomach to like the size of a walnut or something.
Oh, right. He did?
Still gaining weight. Still hugely fat. How does he bypass that?
I think if you eat a lot, it just...
You can stretch your stomach back out.
Well, yeah. He's done a hell of a job.
Yeah.
You can overcome it.
That's devotion.
He's got his arm like a ham hock. Just he's wearing a short-sleeve shirt the other day. I was watching American Idol. He's just got a giant flabby arm just hanging off his shoulder right there. That's a man who likes to eat.
So we want to... 100 million percent yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Balls.
Ashley Tisdale of High School Musical.
Balls.
Oh!
Wants to get more plastic surgery, according to Star Magazine.
Good.
Could she get enough to satisfy you, Mike?
Even though the public showed its displeasure with her nose job, apparently now she wants to get a boob job. She thinks she needs more work done.
That's all right.
Look, she's already wildly successful. What does she need to start tinkering for? Don't monkey. That's what I always say. If it's working, don't monkey.
Don't monkey?
Don't monkey.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
And Scarlett Johansson is denying reports that she is planning a wedding with her boyfriend Ryan Reynolds. Well, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
No kidding.
She said she is not getting married, despite a rumor that was fueled again over the weekend when the New York Post reported that spies saw her shopping for wedding gowns in Los Angeles.
Boobs.
Scarlett says she was out with her family looking for another family member who's getting married. They were looking for dresses, but she's not getting married anytime soon.
While we're adding to that list of people who are annoying, how about Ryan Reynolds, by the way?
Oh, this new movie.
What is it about him?
This new movie looks like when I die and go to hell, this is what's going to be showing at the Hell's Octoplex.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's called Definitely Maybe, a romantic comedy, where he's a single dad and his little girl says, "Who's my mommy?" And he goes, "Well, let me tell you the story of three women it could be." How do you not know who the mother is?
That's
not a like
point.
A kid. It's not like a guy who's spreading his seed all around. Oh, it could be any one of three guys. It's got to come out of a vagina. Who was connected to the vagina?
Maybe they're denying it or they're not giving them the information.
But doesn't he remember any of them being pregnant for many months before the baby was born?
The whole thing just stinks.
Entertainment Weekly has a whole spread on him this week. And Ryan
the
is
inscrutable
learning.
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan is learning that you don't have to be big to be funny.
Oh, thank God he's come to that.
Yeah. Why is he with her?
When really I saw the talented. Preview for this movie, I said someone made this movie to screw with Ralph. This is Ralph's nightmare, a romantic comedy.
Ashton Kutcher got together with these people and made this movie. It's a giant punked on me. When the damn movie comes out, he's going to bust through the door and say, "Dude, you're so punked. We just made a trailer. There's no movie like this. That'd be awful." Ryan
How
Reynolds.
Does he get Alanis Morrissette and Scarlett Johansson and chicks
Look,
like that?
I know
that
he's
way
a
above his station.
He's a good-looking guy.
He must be a nice guy.
He seems like a good-looking guy, nice guy. Fine. There must be a job in insurance for him someplace, right? It's like Hayden freaking Christensen last night. I was watching this movie, and Hayden Christensen's the star of this film. I'm like, who do we have to call in Hollywood to let them know that we are not interested in having Hayden Christensen as a movie star? Nobody wants him. We didn't like him in Star Wars. We didn't like him in... Jessica Alba's I Got a Tumor, whatever that hospital movie was.
Awake? Something like that.
How did you know that?
Jessica Alba.
And this movie, he's horrible in it.
Is he really?
Horrible.
He was really good in Shattered Glass, if you saw that one.
Never
That's
saw
the
that.
One,
I did,
never
and he
heard
was.
Of it.
Yeah.
That's the only one that made me think maybe there was hope for him, but he's really not followed that up with anything decent. That's
but
for
Scarlett
sure.
Johansson is a chick, and he's a movie star. Come on.
Yeah. Look.
It's too much.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
Ryan Reynolds reminds me of, Hayden Christensen, I was thinking last night, reminds me of a love child between Paul Walker and Keanu Reeves. Because you can tell he's a good-looking dude, But he acts a lot like Keanu Reeves. We have to get out of here. It's very important that we leave. I'm like, oh, dear God, kill me now. Can I jump out of this movie theater now? Today's celebrity birthdays. Arsenio Hall.
Oh my God.
Actor, comedian, talk show host, turns 53 years old today. And I don't know where Arsenio has gone, but I know we all miss him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
Last we heard from him, he told us all to keep rocking, and we have been rocking, and yet he has not returned to give us any further instructions.
That's one of the strangest things Bean has ever said.
It's like God. It's like Jesus. Jesus has left us. We keep waiting for the second coming.
That's right.
We're all in a kind of a holding pattern. We're just waiting for our senior to come back and tell us what to do.
I'm tired of rocking, frankly.
Me
I would
too.
Like to lay down for a while, but I got to wait for our senior to come back, like he said.
Christina Ricci. We got her break as little Wednesday Addams in the Addams Family movies. How far has she come since those days, huh? She's 28 years old.
I have many portraits of her in my home.
I love her so.
Buzzkill!
And Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Oh, what a year Josh Brolin has had. If you look at American Gangster and you look at...
I don't know who he
no
is.
No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men. He's the lead in No Country for Money. He's the dude who steals the money.
Yeah. With the beard.
Hello, Kevin. Look at me.
Beard steals
look at me.
Hello. I'm looking at you, but I'm trying to figure
out. Main character.
You see the movie?
He's the lead of the movie.
The one who takes the money. One is Javier Bardem is chasing.
Oh,
he's got a lot of money.
Okay.
There's a guy with a satchel of money.
Well, you said he's the star, but I don't think of him as the star. I think of Tommy Lee Jones as the star.
Well,
so
the one that's not Tommy Lee Jones.
You didn't
then.
Say that.
So you said the star. You thought Josh Brolin was Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, no beard. By the way,
how
the first thing?
Oh,
you
like I'm gonna remember? How deep into a movie do you expect me to go? I got Tommy Lee Jones,
right.
And I got the dude Javier Bardem. That's
go
it.
One more.
I'm
just
out.
Go one more. We're asking one more from you.
I would like to. Don't
and
have
an
the
American
option.
Gangster. He was the crooked detective, the one who was shaking down everybody with the mustache.
I barely remember that one too.
Holy also, God. Don't forget he was that wacky surgeon in the Grindhouse movie.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
That's right,
Grindhouse.
He was the one who was turning people
dude,
into zombies.
Look at me. Look at me.
All right, he played Brand Walsh in The Goonies.
Okay, now I
know what
I'm
talking about
you.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, he's 40 years old.
The look
old.
In Kevin's eyes is like you're asking your dog to do math. It's just so blank.
But the dog really wants to do math. Just can't.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes Reggie will grab the calculator and he'll just sit there waiting for me to give him word problems and then nothing.
Sad.
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Ooh, ooh! Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
Ooh, ooh!
By the way,
what was that?
I'll tell you.
Instinct.
I'll tell you. Do you remember the dog pound?
Sure. And they go. Woo, 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 woo.
That's what he was trying to do.
No way.
Bean.
That's correct. That is correct.
That's what he was trying to do.
Can you pull nothing off?
He was
sir.
Trying no. to do the dog pound.
I cannot.
Ooh.
I cannot.
Ooh. 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 I'm a dog. Woof.
Not a fine moment in broadcast history right
wow.
there. It's the Kevin and Bean show on the world famous K-Rock at 6:10. They're trying to close down the red light district in Amsterdam.
That will not
that,
stand.
It will not stand.
Not all right.
And I think you know we have to call a foreign country coming up in about 10 minutes.
Oh,
but first,
wait a minute. Maybe I'll let it stand then.
Time to revisit the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, which is a feature we provide for you in the Kevin and Bean section of KRock.com. What's up there today that people should see?
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Live so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Woohoo!
What are the chances we could retool that one?
That's the greatest intro ever.
Rips.
Rips. Greatest
rips.
Intro ever.
It rips.
Is it better than Chip, the Internet Predator?
No. Well,
all
no.
right, then.
Come
don't
on.
Say
well,
that.
You're talking about Citizen Kane and then, like, you know, a good movie that comes out now. It's just a huge difference.
I don't know if you saw Zednik, this dude from the Ottawa Senators, hockey player, got his head cut off.
I don't think he got his head cut off.
One of his teammates was trying the Iron Lotus flipped his skate around.
Incorrect.
His own teammate cut his head off.
Did not cut his head off. His teammate's foot kicked up and hit Richard while he was skating forward and clipped him right there in the neck.
Cut his carotid artery, by the way.
Have you seen the video, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, his head did not come off.
You know that
right?
we saw.
Well, but the guy was so smooth that he instantly put his hand up on his neck and just skated over to the medical team, who were able to, you know, get him right to the hospital. But
not
without there being a lot of blood on the ice. But I mean, the guy reacted quickly to save himself.
He did, but it wasn't like he was alive at that point.
Well, he was in shock. Obviously.
He was dead. He was clinically
he
dead.
He was not clinically dead.
He didn't have a head, Ralph.
He had a head, and when he got to the bench, he sort of passed out, but they were able to rush him to the hospital.
It is one of the craziest things you'll ever see. We put up the link so that you can watch it.
I was stunned that he took his gloved hand and put it to his throat. It would seem a lot more effective if you took the hockey glove off first and tried to close the wound with your hand.
I think referees automatically call fighting if you throw your gloves.
If you drop your gloves, worried about the team.
They give them a penalty at that point, even though his carotid artery was cut. So there's a thing in USA Today in the sports section today that they spent an hour in surgery trying to reconnect his carotid artery and put his head back on. And
the head was on.
Here are the announcers from that game.
Blood on the ice back inside the line as Zednik has been cut.
Got to be carotid artery with that much blood that fast.
A lot of blood on the ice. And Richard Zednik is being helped into the dressing room, and plenty of medical personnel are heading in that direction.
I've never seen so much blood that quickly.
I'm afraid I have, but I don't like to recall it. And
all right, how about looking into that announcer?
But enough about me and my wife. Get back to the game. Wow.
I'm afraid I've seen a lot of blood in my life.
Too often have I seen that much blood.
The guy's carotid artery got cut, and that announcer has seen it before.
Yeah, we need to dig up his backyard.
What's going on with
see
that?
What's going on there?
They are very cool, though, under the circumstances, when something horrific like that happens right in front of you. The announcers, I think, are handling it pretty well.
The first announcer immediately identified it as the carotid artery, which I thought was pretty quick. I mean, considering it was 4 seconds after it happened.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, of course, has bodies in the back. Chris Berman is the other couple of links that we're putting up at the Internet Roundup. And I got to tell you, after having watched this, I don't think this is so bad. I think a guy who works this much in TV loses his temper every once in a while. Well, whatever. It's pretty funny, though, because he gets very upset when he's on the set and people are walking back and forth, and it's very distracting to him.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that that's the only... Everybody, can we stick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus.
And these guys thought I was a pain in the ass.
I mean, that's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so goddamn rude. I've had 2 hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. Chucking under the... What the... I think I'm doing.
And by the way, that's edited for time. I mean, it was about 2.5 minutes. He couldn't move on.
It's quite a rant. He can't get over it.
He's unable to do anything else because he's so just obsessed with the fact that people are moving in front of him.
You know what? He's not out in the field in Iraq reporting on body counts.
No,
you know, he's
kidding.
Reading scores off a teleprompter. Chris, relax. You do it for 10 minutes. Easy, easy.
Right, but I'm
saying ease off the team a little bit.
But what I'm saying is, if you're in front of a camera as much as he is, you're going to lose it a certain amount too, I would imagine.
I suppose.
Imagine if cameras were on Ralph all day, by the way.
Well, look what I have to work with. More people just moving around.
That's what Chris says.
Oh, yeah, but it's nothing compared to what he does for 10 minutes.
Here's another clip from Chris Berman.
For the Colts and Rams, I mean, right? I mean, they're there. Right? They didn't do anything yet.
F them.
Rudolph. Saving Rudolph. No, Rudolph. Kidding. Brunel flying or they'll see. Yeah. I'm running out of steam on these things. Well, let's see. I mean, it's the same thing every year. Good Rams, good Colts. Yeah, let's go. You know, when I do Sports Center twice a year, every joke you have is on the air. I'm sure you can't wait, you head. See, this mic, it's just... I agree. Last year, starting at the blast, was horse.
Not happy with the job.
Not happy at all, really. No. So those links are up at the Internet Roundup. Go to KROQ.com and the Kevin and Bean page. And when we get back, we got to save Amsterdam.
This will be good.
It's not a tiny chore, but I think we're up.
Kevin, you remember we went to Amsterdam a number of years ago. We broadcast live. What was going on? It was some sort of a pot festival?
It was
or
the cannabis...
Like Cup.
Oh,
cannabis cup,
okay.
It was called.
So they taste it, and then they give, like, an award for the best, weed. And
that's
we
right,
somehow
yeah.
convinced the authorities here at K-Rock that we needed to broadcast from there.
Yes, we did.
It was ridiculous, first of all.
It was bad, bad radio, although we enjoyed it. I'll tell you that. But here's the thing. One of the things you do as a tourist, of course, if you're me, you go to the Anne Frank House. But beyond that,
which you did,
go,
by the way. It's not a joke. Bean went to the Anne Frank House. We were at a hash bar. 6 hours go by in like 2 minutes for when you're sitting back there. You go, what's this? I don't know. What's this? I don't know. And then it's all of a sudden it's 2 a.m. You have no idea what you did. Bean's at the Anne Frank House partying.
I also went to the there's a brewery there that gives a tour on how they make the beer. Oh, yeah. So I went and did that.
And at the end, they hand out free samples. And
that's true.
You did not have one.
You did not.
No.
I did not.
That's correct.
So while we were there being tourists in Amsterdam, we went to the famous Red Light District, which is exactly what you think it is. You walk down the streets and there's a couple of hundred of them, of places that have windows out front where they have girls in the windows and they're, you know, asking you to come in and you negotiate services afterwards. I mean, it's pretty cool because it's legalized prostitution there.
There were negligees or, you know, bikinis or something like that. I got to be honest, though, when we were there, I remember very distinctly that they were not in the 5 to 10 range. They were more in the 1 to 5 range.
Were they older?
Yeah. Well, they were worn out.
No.
They'd been doing this for too long. And I don't think you want to go next.
I don't think they put the best the shops had to offer in the window. I think there were probably delicacies behind the counter that we couldn't see.
Well, hopefully, it was all past its expiration date in the window.
But now there's trouble in Amsterdam, and we need to call over there and find out what's going on because the story is a little bit complicated. I don't fully understand, but it sounds like there's some sort of a crackdown, and something like 2/3 of the red light district's businesses have already been closed down.
They're closing them down, I think, because the mob runs a bunch of them, and they're laundering money through it. They're trying to figure out. So I don't know how taking the neon red lights out of the window is going to help. I mean, prostitution's still legal.
Right.
Well, thank God.
But in the banana bar where we send everybody, anybody that says they're going to Amsterdam, we go, you got to go to the banana bar. This place is so good. Oh, it's just the seventh level of hell. It's so bad. Ugly, hideous women on top of a counter that you're sitting right in front of with a banana. Use your imagination, and it's worse.
Oh.
Oh, it's horrible. But that place got closed down.
And that's closed,
too. Yeah. Hello, do you speak English, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Oh, excellent. You're you work at the free record shop?
Yes.
You guys have free records in Amsterdam?
No, we don't have free records.
Oh. All right.
Well, the reason we're calling from the United States, ma'am, is we've been seeing reports in our news here about a crackdown on businesses in the red light district, and we're very, very concerned about what's happening to your city that we love so much.
Okay.
Have they closed down the red light district, ma'am?
Not yet.
Not yet. Are they planning on it?
They're going to close it down, yeah.
Oh.
The whole thing?
What's going on?
I have no idea.
They say 2/3 of the people who visit there, tourists, that's where they want to go, is the red light district.
Well, sure. We can't see it anywhere else.
The red light district and the coffee shops.
And the coffee shops, right.
The coffee shops.
Wait a minute. They're not closing the coffee shops.
They're not closing.
No, okay, good.
Not only the red light district.
And by the way, coffee shops in Amsterdam is code for hash bar, and they actually have like a menu. You go in, you pick out what you want. They roll
it
for you. It's fantastic.
It's great.
Wow.
Now, ma'am, why are they trying to close down the red light district? I don't understand. Prostitution is legal there.
I don't know. No.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I don't follow the news, so.
You don't follow the
okay.
news?
No. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm worried about a bunch of very sad hookers, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be okay.
We don't want the tears. What?
They'll be okay.
Wow. We don't want the tears of hookers. That's sad.
That is sad. Is there perhaps somebody working at the shop with you, maybe, that we could speak with who might be more familiar with the story?
No, I don't think so. Not
okay.
Right now. No,
all right.
No.
Okay.
But you can try another shop of us.
All right.
There should
okay,
be
we'll
someone
do that.
who knows something more about the hookers.
Are you hot?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Sounds
hot. Okay.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank
finally, somebody
much.
Smart enough to answer that question because we can't check.
Right. Exactly.
So you
just
say yes.
Why.
All right. Let's call a coffee shop. Let's call one of these hash bars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Their English is amazingly
yes, isn't
good.
It? Yeah.
Everybody there spoke English when we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very impressive. By the way, that's the around the world. You go to France, you go to Germany, you go to lots of places. They speak English, but we can't be bothered to learn anything in our country.
Dude, we've tried. You know, we gave it a good try.
What's the old joke? What do you call someone who just speaks one language? American. It's true.
Why do you got to hate us? Why are you a self-hater?
So
who's
she
taking
knew...
more Spanish than Bean, by the way?
I know, but he cannot master the language.
Less of it.
So she heard the story that they were closing it down, wasn't sure why.
I don't think she wanted to offer up that information even if she knew it.
Maybe the mom runs her record store.
Good point. She knew instantly the story we were talking about. What are the chances that none of the details got to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So hot, though.
Psychomike's dialing the hash bar, and apparently he's having some trouble here. But
it takes a long time.
All right, there we go. All right.
A lot of numbers. Ah, too many numbers.
Oh, coffee shops are the best. They close those down. There's going to be hell to pay.
Goedemiddag, wij zijn zonen met Lara.
Hi, do you speak English, ma'am?
Yes.
This is the Hofje van Wilge Tea and Coffee Shop?
Yes.
Well done.
You sound like a native. Ma'am, we're calling from the United States. We'll just take a moment of your time. We're seeing very disturbing news in our newspapers here that they're trying to close down the red light districts in your city, and we're very concerned about it. What's going on?
Yes, they're trying, but I'm not sure if they will close down the whole red light district.
They're trying to close it down because of money laundering? Is that what we hear?
Yeah.
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 And is there, what are people in Amsterdam saying about it? Are people upset about it? It seems like it would be a very big part of the economy in your city.
No. Well, it differs. We're not really upset about it because it will mean that the red light district will... there will be new shops, better shops.
Better shops? How dare you?
What can they sell that's better than that?
But a lot of tourists come to see that, don't they?
Tourists love that, right? Tourists love to go there.
Tourists love it, yeah. There'll still be enough red light districts.
You know what's fun is, have you ever tried to take a picture of those women behind the windows?
Yes, they don't like it.
Oh, man. No. The crime bosses come running out the door and steal your camera and smash it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They mean business.
Wow.
Hey, some of the women we saw in the windows when we were there, they would break the camera if you took a picture of them. I mean, just on how ugly they are, you know?
Now, they're not going to try and close the coffee shops, though, right?
No. It's something different because there's a lot of criminality, a lot of mafia, and a lot of whitewashing for the money.
A lot of mob money laundering, right.
Yeah.
Sure, I understand. So, okay. So it's likely that they'll get it cleaned up, and then everybody who is above board, everybody who's following the law, those businesses will survive. People who have shady dealings, those are the ones that'll go away.
Yeah, that's what we're all hoping for.
We also hear that the banana bar has been...
a lot of illegal hookers from Romania or the Eastern Europe.
Yes, and?
Working here, and they're not getting any of the money they're making.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't seem good.
That has to go away.
We also heard that the banana bar is being closed. You know the banana bar?
Yeah, I know it.
How great is that place?
Yeah, we send people there all the time.
Okay, you should send people to that place.
We tell them it's wonderful.
Well, everyone we've spoken with in the Netherlands today has been so friendly and so helpful, and we very much appreciate it.
Okay.
Are you hot?
No.
All right, thank you. See, she didn't learn the lesson. You say, if somebody asks and they can't check, you say yes.
Absolutely.
All right, whoever's keeping the Kevin Amin calendar, please make a note that today, the 12th of February, Ola 2008, we made two phone calls overseas and talked to two people who spoke English and were aware of the story about which we were calling. That is a red letter day, friends.
It is a first time. Night after tomorrow, we are having a singles party, people.
Love on the rocks. With Kevin and Bean. One guy is stupid.
That's me.
The other's just mean.
That's you too. That's me too.
If you're down on your luck, then join us and someone new.
It's important.
That is important. It's good advice. Place is called On the Rocks on Sunset in Hollywood. It's a private, cool, exclusive club above the famous Roxy on Sunset Boulevard. And we're going to be there with our friend DJ Omar Khan. No host bar, drink specials, dessert snacks, 21 and up, fun games, prizes, and of course, the 1-800-520-1067.
Don't do that. It creeps me out.
We're talking to guys right now. Girls later. And we're looking for bad one-night stands. We're looking for disastrous one-night stands. Maybe started out great. And maybe didn't end up that well. Let's start with KJ in Los Angeles on line one. And I think this is a good example. Get us off on the right foot. Good morning, KJ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Bad one-night stands. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Friend hooked me up with this girl. Total nice girl. Go home. Go back to her pad. Getting it on. As her boyfriend kicks in the door.
Nice.
pretty nice. Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? On hand, my girl.
Yeah. I always love those stories where a guy walks in when his girl is in bed with another dude. I always love to hear what happened next. Was there a fight? Did he just turn and leave? What did you do? Did you, like in the movies, did you grab your socks and jump out the second story window? Or what happened?
Mid thrust. He was kind of upset. Yeah,
he was kind of upset, would you say?
Yeah, kind of a little bit. Yeah, he didn't know what was going on, threw something at me, got up, and yeah, we got into a fight.
Yeah.
Almost got arrested.
Almost got arrested?
Almost.
They didn't arrest me. I'm just guessing here, and I don't mean to be mean, but I think KJ's making this whole thing up.
I agree.
I get the same vibe.
Come on.
He's sketchy on the details, and it seems like something like that happens. You remember exactly what happened. I think I'm calling BS on KJ.
We apologize if we're wrong. KJ. We just have to make our best guess and try to figure out who should get at the party. We don't want people who are desperate. We don't want people who are bad. We want people who you want to meet if you're going there. K-Rock fans. All right, let's go to Alex in West Covina. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Cameron and Bean. Lisa May.
Hi, Alex.
Alex, did we make the right call on KJ? What was your vibe as you were listening to him?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because while he's telling the story, we have to think, is this a person that the girls at the party would like to meet?
Yeah.
Answer, no. All right, back to you. Alex, what happened to you? Bad night stands.
So I'm with my friends. I meet this girl at a bar. You know, we're pretty sloshed, so we go back to her place. And she led me to believe she was by herself. So we're getting it on. Bedroom. You know?
I like that both people have used the term "getting it on."
What's the radio? Come on.
Are these phone calls coming from 1968? What's going on?
Early 1970s want their calls back. All right, so you're getting it on. So,
yeah, we're getting it on, and you know we're moaning and groaning.
You're making whoopee.
So and?
Next thing you know, the door opens, and it's her kids standing at the door.
Oh no! Oh, her kids.
No. Her kids.
What ages?
One of them was 18, and the other one was 7.
18?
How old was this chick, dude?
She was 33.
And you're then? How old were you then?
Back then, I was 21.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. So you're 21 good. And her kid is 18, and you're drilling his mom in front of him.
Right. It was a girl.
I'm not good at math, but she was 15 when she gave birth then?
She was.
Wow. Brilliant. All right. What do we think about Alex?
I like Alex. He sounds nice.
All right.
I think that's a bad one-night stand, I'll tell you that. I think that qualifies. We'll see you Thursday night, dude. Bring a single guy friend 21 and up, okay?
Right on.
All right. Thank you. All right. Where do we go here? Can't do. All right. Let's do Fernando. Fernando takes it a step further. Hi, Fernando.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin and Bean? How are you, Samay?
Hi, Fernando.
25 years old. Irvine, tell us about your bad one-night stand.
All right. Let's real quick. You know, we start with some Jaeger bombs and a pretty bad. It turned out we went back to the girl's house. She was looking pretty good. Say about mid-20s, 26.
Right.
And you know, I'm not feeling too good, but I'm still handling my business. And then all of a sudden, I feel a couple extra pair of hands. So I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a great one.
Her twin sister?
I would hope so. But next thing I know is two sets of hands. And then I open the covers, and there's two young girls there. Her kids, 4 and 1.5.
Oh, that is not sexy.
They climbed into bed?
So you mean they're just...
Climbed in the bed, opened the door, climbed in, and... I was like, all right, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, his hands are smaller than I thought. And then,
So you're saying they climbed, that's where they were going to sleep for the night?
They sleep with their mom in her bed, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. And whatever random guy her mom brings home that night, apparently.
Exactly.
That'd be amazing.
All right, stop it.
All right. Did you stay the night, or did you get up and excuse yourself?
I ended up staying the night.
What?
You did not.
Really?
I was with Fernando till that moment.
Well, the thing is, I mean, sure, the kids are already there. It's, you know, there's no going back, so.
Well, I'm not saying you can undo it. I'm just saying you get out of bed and go away.
Giddy up.
Well, I was kind of hammered. I couldn't drive.
Were you and mom already done with the business?
3/4.
So you finished with the kids in the bed. Is that what you're saying?
No, yeah. What? No, you didn't finish with the kids in the bed.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
No. That's not. No. No.
You shouldn't even be able to.
Again, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I don't believe that there's a 1.5 and a 4-year-old, and he said, "Oh well."
Liar.
They gotta learn sometime. Look, they're old enough to know the facts.
I'm voting to let that dude go.
No, I agree.
I like Fernando. All right.
I do
sorry,
too.
Dude.
But if it is true. That's terrible.
Here's the thing. Change your story to make it a TAF acceptable.
No, look, it's not his fault if he goes home with a hottie and she ends up having young kids and they crawl into the bed. That's right. Not his fault. But what he does next, right. I think, says enough about him. That,
I'm
that
we to get a copy of that.
All right, shut up,
Rodney. All right, we're out of time. Do you want to try to squeeze in one more, or should we just break here?
Let's break, but we'll have Dave talk to a few of these others. We have we have Chickhead Mustache. We had Slept With Girl. Her daughter was sleeping there. Too drunk, puked. We got a lot of good bad one night stories. Mm-hmm. So bad one night stands. So we'll take a few more calls. We'll let in some people, and then a little bit later on this morning, we will be looking for girls for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party. .7 K Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. That's Killers. You guys are lucky. You got
what would Chris
killers.
Berman sound like if he had to work with Bean? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, he would
you.
Kill
what
him.
What would that audio clip be like?
There would be death.
That would.
Yes.
Death.
How are you going to come at me like that? Ralph
Lisa said,
take
"Hey
a
Bean,
do do's." That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's Free Pancake Day at IHOP, and Bean said, "Yeah, I know that. I've been looking
I've known for weeks.
Looking forward to it for weeks.
I've known for that. I've known for weeks. Don't bother me with that information.
they do it every February. It was just a question of what day they were going to pick, and they picked
Lisa.
Today, so.
Like everyone doesn't know they do it every February.
Lisa, how can you be so dense?
I don't know.
You disgust
wrong
me,
with me
with your lack of knowledge of free pancakes.
Like I don't already have my day planned around the free pancakes that I have. Come on. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat Free Tuesday morning. What's going on?
I know. I
just move on like it didn't happen. Just act like it didn't happen and move on.
Move along.
Well, sue me for
nothing
loving pancakes.
Here.
Nothing to
my
see
favorite
here.
Food.
I thought peanut butter was your favorite food.
I do love peanut butter.
And
I want to be with people who can talk about peanut butter and love peanut butter too.
Okay.
That was close, but I'd like to submit.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
Oh. That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say. That's more accurate.
Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, I do have some passes to give away to, I'm not effing around here, one of the funniest movies I've seen maybe since Borat. Maybe the last time I laughed this hard was Borat. And that's some pretty high praise coming from me because I'm pretty hard on comedies. But this is the new Will Ferrell movie, Semi-Pro. And it is freaking hilarious. The red carpet world premiere. This means all the stars will be there. There's going to be walking down the red carpet. There'll be interviews.
Christopher Walken?
Yes.
He's going to be there?
Yes, he'll be there.
All right.
I love basketball comedies. I'll be standing on the red carpet talking to everybody. So come on down and hang out with us. I got a pair of tickets right now to a true Will Ferrell fan. Here's the thing about Will. I'm sure he's the biggest movie star in the world right now. But there was a time when he was on Saturday Night Live, he had to pay his dues like everyone else. And unfortunately, he worked for a guy named Lorne Michaels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Lorne Michaels believed, with the success of Wayne's World, that every sketch and every character on Saturday Night Live could be turned into a major motion picture.
That's correct.
And so Will Ferrell himself had to suffer through three of these failed attempts to recapture the success of Wayne's World. So name me just two out of the three movies Will was in that was based on the bad movies he was in based on Saturday Night Live characters or sketches, okay?
Wow.
It's pretty simple if you're a Will fan. Call in now, 1-800-520-1067. First caller with two out of three. I'm asking for two out of three.
All right.
You will get a pair of passes to go see Will's new movie, Semi-Pro. Scarlett Johansson is denying that she's planning a walk down the aisle with her boyfriend Ryan Reynolds.
Boobs.
Which is a great relief to all of us. The New York Post reported that spies saw her shopping for wedding gowns here in Los Angeles. However, Scarlett's folks are saying she was out looking with another member of her family because that member of her family is getting married, so they were looking at wedding dresses. But not for her. She's free and clear to have lesbian love scenes with Penelope Cruz.
I'm glad she's available
that's
for
that. That's all we care about.
Does she have a sister I should know about or anything like that, Ralph?
Nothing you should know about.
No. That's a good question, though, for the rest of us.
Yeah. The rest of us may look into it, but you don't need to know. Bobby Brown has some personal problems.
You think?
No.
This may come as a shock to you, but apparently more of them are being revealed on the new reality show Gone Country. Have you heard about Gone Country?
No.
A friend just told me she's watching it.
Gone Country is a reality show where they pick musicians from all different genres of music and force them to live in Nashville.
In a house, of course.
In a house, of course. Yeah. And learn how to write and perform country music. Bobby Brown is amongst them.
Really?
Yes.
Kevin, you're not acting like you haven't heard of this show. We've talked about it like 10 times.
Yeah, but if you talk about it, you know. I don't know.
You just phase it out. Yeah. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister is in the group, and Marsha Brady is in the group. It's a weird show.
Apparently, we've discovered on the show that Bobby Brown tends to sleepwalk during the night.
Okay.
And is often incontinent during his evening travels.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So he doesn't try to make it all the way to the restroom.
He's like Vern Troyer without finding the corner of the room.
Oh, oh man.
No.
All right.
Yeah, that isn't good for you.
He's just Mr. Wetty Pants.
Excellent.
Oh. Which is really fun. That's what you want, a urinating Bobby Brown wandering the halls at night while you're trying to sleep in Nashville.
If that's a TV show, I'm in.
Yeah. Speaking of TV shows, today may be the day we've all been waiting for 3 months.
Free pancakes?
No.
Oh.
The Hollywood writer's strike should be ending today.
Oh, yay. Please. Dear God, please.
Final votes will be cast on whether to accept the deal. And both sides feel like everyone's ready to go back to work tomorrow, so we should know later today.
If they accept the deal, people like Jimmy Kimmel, Letterman, people like that, they'll start working, I imagine,
tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow, right?
If they ratify today, yeah.
Daily Show, Colbert.
Exactly.
That's great.
So let's all say our prayers, shall we? It looks good. It looks good.
Any idea what the major concessions were? I mean, you talked yesterday about how the writers are going to get a revenue stream from internet, which I know is something that was important to them. But what did the writers give up? I heard reality show guys are not going to be unionized, which is one of the things they were hoping for. People work on the reality shows. Anything else you know?
Yeah, some of the animated shows they were hoping to unionize as well. I don't believe that's going to be happening. So they're getting a piece of the pie from the internet, and that's really was the main goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And free pancakes at IHOP.
Yes.
that's thrown into the deal.
Oh, I know. I've been known that for months.
I've been looking forward to that for weeks.
Lisa. Oh, Lisa, how I sneer at you.
That was exactly what he sounded like.
And today's the day Heather Mills and Sir Paul McCartney climb into the courtroom for their final battle.
I heard it's a closed court, though.
Sadly, in Britain, they have a sense of decorum about these things, and these matters are settled privately behind closed doors. So we will not see what's going on, but today will be the day a judge decides how much of Sir Paul McCartney's $1.5 billion Heather Mills gets to hop away with.
See you at IHOP.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ralph, why is she representing herself in court
in her own
divorce proceedings?
Oh, that's
great. She claims she can't afford an attorney any longer.
What?
Oh, please. No.
That is her excuse.
Because she's only going to get 40 million, 50 million, 100 million, 500 million pounds? Come on.
The number I've been hearing is $100 million. So 55 mil British.
That's absurd.
But if you have $1.5 billion... Isn't it worth the write the check just to make her go away? Really?
Not if it makes her happy.
You really
That's
have.
That's true, but.
It does tell you something about the lady, though. If he hates her that much,
yep.
He's going to write her a check for $100 million to go away.
I mean, dude's what, 65, 66 years old? He's got $1.5 bill. Write the check. Get on with your life. Go find yourself a hottie with two legs. Enjoy your golden year, Sir Paul. Just whatever it takes.
I agree
with
you.
And he'll make more. He'll go out another tour and make another $1 billion.
He's not going to miss it. I just don't think she deserves it.
Of course
she
doesn't. But at what point do you cut your losses and say, I don't want to be tied in any way to this woman?
I hate you $100 million worth.
That's how much I hate you.
And again, we point out, it's not like she contributed at all to his career. It's
How
not
dare
like
you?
He couldn't make the money because she couldn't go out and get a job because she was married to Paul McCartney. I mean, basically, she did nothing but use his fame for her own reward.
Right?
She was his muse, dude, when he wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, he never wrote a good song before
freedom.
He met her.
That horrible, horrible song.
She was an anti-muse. She sucked all the talent right out of him, apparently. Ever since he got married to her, he couldn't write a song.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
This is also a good day for Sir Paul because the 25th anniversary edition of Thriller is released today, the anniversary edition. And they're repackaging some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So they cut out Paul's voice from The Girl Is Mine and put in Will I Am's instead.
Ouch.
Which that is great because that song blows.
That doesn't make it any better, though. It's a horrible song.
Paul's no longer connected with the song on this version, so it's a good day for him.
We have a winner.
I know you
have
a winner.
Rodney, for God's sakes, take it easy.
You're getting to the winner. Hold on.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Who's on the phone?
Yolanda is on the phone.
Yolanda?
Sweet Yolanda.
Yolanda?
Hello.
Are you a big Will Ferrell fan?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Name me two of the three horrible Saturday Night Live-based movies he suffered through.
The Ladies' Man and A Night at the Roxbury.
Yes.
No, he said horrible.
Yes, Kevin. A Night at the Roxbury was horrible, despite your love for it.
Isn't Kevin own this one on DVD?
Yes.
Great. The guys moved their head to one side.
Hey,
he's funny.
Came back to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Come on. 60
They're
seconds.
Mocking people like you. Ladies Man was another one. That was awful.
Yeah, it was.
And Superstar was the third we were looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar.
Good thing he went out on his own.
Yolanda, hold on. We'll give you details, but you're going to the red carpet World Premiere Semi-Pro next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
I'm going to kick Rodney right in his slippers. We get a winner.
Die, die, die.
In the slippers? Yeah. You've seen him when he smokes his pipe with that big shirt on.
That's a tattoo, yeah.
Then they're in his slippers. Today's celebrity birthday is Christina Ricci. She's adorable. You ever see that Black Snake Moan?
Never saw that.
Oh, you got to see
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah. She's in her panties and a t-shirt chained to a couch most of the show.
It's like Bean's life.
By the way, Buffalo 66, I'm very deeply in love with Christina Ricci from that. And wasn't Opposite of Sex, wasn't she in that too? And she was way
I think she was, yeah.
Yeah, both of those she looks fantastic in.
28 years old today, Josh Brolin, who's having a banner year with American Gangster and No Country for Old Men.
Don't you agree, Kevin?
Absolutely. That guy is good.
Who is he in those films?
He was in Bowfield?
He's 40 years old today. And Arsenio Hall, actor, talk show host, legend. He's 53 years old today.
Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
Why?
You know, a little less worried about free pancakes, a little more worried about how you sound on the radio. I think the direction you need to travel in.
I accept your scores.
Just a suggestion.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We've been talking about Paul McCartney and his ex, Heather Mills, and how I guess today's the day they're going into court. It's closed court, unfortunately. She's asking for, and it depends on what article you read, anywhere from 150 million American to 100 million. Some are suggesting only like 20 million. Who knows? He's got like a 1.5 billion apparently.
Wow.
And we can't imagine that he's terrifically happy with her. So we figured we would get him on the phone. We actually have an ex-Beatle on the phone. Paul McCartney, good morning.
Hello, Kevin Levine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I've been better.
Yeah,
this is a tough, tough week for you. It's always tough to get a divorce, huh?
It is. I've written a new song about it.
You have?
Yes. Heather Mills. Just the sound of her name makes me ill. There's no other broad I'd rather kill. That stumpy whore named Heather Mills.
That sounds a lot like one of your other songs, Paul.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay.
No.
All right.
Hey, Paul, what'd you think about the 80 minutes of the Grammys that they had people up singing your songs the other night?
Yeah, I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, why were you?
Noticed you couldn't make it.
I said Ringo.
Yeah, you did send
Ringo. I said him instead.
Yeah, he's not a very good...
He's my bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever I say.
I can see that.
I'll say, you're next. You know, you could die next.
Oh, really?
Wow. I had the other two killed, I can do you.
Oh, wow. This is ugly. So, what are you going to claim in court? Just that you shouldn't have to pay her very much money because you were married for a relatively short amount of time? Is that going to be your thing or what?
Yeah, we had a kid together.
Right.
So we'll give her something.
For the kid, right?
Right. But other than that, she deserves nothing.
She wants $150 million, according to the, the News of the World.
Yeah, but that same newspaper also talks about her cheating around on me.
For 6 months she cheated on you, it says.
Yeah, she couldn't keep her stumps closed.
Oh.
Apparently she was a right whore.
Now, I know it's painful to think about infidelity in the marriage, but now that you guys are getting a divorce, this timing couldn't be any better to have something like this come out, because you can use this against her.
Absolutely. I'm glad to find out what a whore she was.
Yeah.
Right.
So it could save me some money.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It turns out it wasn't the only guy she slept with.
Really?
More and more stories are coming out all the time.
Oh, fantastic.
I heard she banged a guy with no arms and no legs in a pile of leaves.
Right.
Named Russell. I heard she banged a guy with no arms and no legs in front of our very own front door.
What?
Oh.
His name was Matt. She had sex with a guy with no arms and no legs bobbing up and down in a pool.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I shouldn't have said Bob.
You said Bob, yeah. Kind of ruins the punchline. What was his name?
Duncan.
Nicely done, Paul.
Thank you.
Nice improv.
That's why I'm a legend.
I don't think that's why you're a legend, but okay.
It is.
It is, okay.
If I wrote a song with these lyrics, it'd be a hit.
Yeah.
Woo! I heard she had sex with a guy with no arms and no legs in a hole.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his name's Phil. She had sex with a guy with no arms and no legs who was nailed to a wall.
What?
Oh. Why was he nailed to a wall?
Why was he nailed to a wall?
Because he'd fall off the wall otherwise.
Okay, all right.
He had no arms and legs.
What was his name?
Art.
Art.
I heard she had sex with a man with no arms and no legs on a fishing boat.
Yes?
His name was Rod.
Does she only have sex with no arms and no legs?
Who else will have her?
Well, yeah, true.
You.
You.
What was I thinking?
I don't know
but
exactly.
But imagine what I had to spend on abroad with two legs if I was divorcing her. Like twice as much.
Yeah, that would be painful.
Well, one-fourth as much.
I don't
know. Four arms and legs.
Math works.
I heard she had a lesbian affair with a girl who had no arms and no legs on a tennis court.
Oh, that's good
oh,
news.
You're kidding.
Her name was Annette. See, Annette.
Yeah, got it.
All right. Yeah. Just want to make sure.
We're with you.
All right. I heard she had sex with a guy with no arms and no legs in the back of a GMC truck.
Yeah.
Called Jimmy.
Wow. Really?
They make those anymore.
Well, they should. That was a good car.
Sure it was.
She had sex with a guy with no legs.
Right.
Named Neil.
Uh-huh.
She had sex with a guy with no arms and no legs on a beach named Sandy. She had sex with an Asian chick who only had one leg.
Yeah?
Irene.
Oh! Oh, that's offensive. But nailing the guy to the wall isn't.
Sure.
We draw the line there. We're outraged.
I haven't had this much fun since George died.
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs in the store today, new movies in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. And we have an iTunes gift certificate for you for free 106.7 songs.
That's awesome, cool. By the way.
It's not bad, right? So we're doing the iPod shuffle, and we took a look at all of our iPods. Mine are pretty boring. I mean, if you know me, you go, all right, Rage Against the Machine, you know, whatever. Right. Lisa, you know, show tunes.
Show
None
tunes,
of
yeah.
our audience knows any of that. But Bean... When I first met Bean, I thought he had the most exquisite musical taste of anyone that I'd ever met before, because he seemed to like all different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
Through the years, I realized if it's put out on a CD, he loves it. He has no
taste.
And he
has to have it, yes.
No discernible taste. So,
except the obvious Nickelback exception. I mean, at least I have that.
So his iPod is the one that we're going to focus on. So if you know anything about Bean, you would like to call 1-800-520-1067 and play the Bean iPod Shuffle.
We're the K-Rock Morning Show crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we're not good, giving out downloads like you know we would. We're gonna put our iPod on shuffle.
If you guess the song,
there won't be no trouble.
It's time for Kevin and Bean's iPod Shuffle.
Alright, so you got my iPod here. Alright, that's fine. We've heard that. It's hooked up. We're taking calls at 1-800-520-1067. So each caller will give us a guess of what they think the next song is on the iPod, and then we'll shuffle it and find out if they're right. If they are, they win the iTunes gift certificate, courtesy of K-Rock and Apple.
Alright, Jeff from Pasadena. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. Hey, Lisa. We're going to shuffle Bean's iPod. And you have to tell us what it landed on, knowing what you do about Bean.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, good guess. He does love Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
That's
sure
true. Let's see if that's what it is.
In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors Cathedral.
Wow, worst song ever.
Yeah.
Wreck of the Infant's Drill, the best song of all time.
Worst
you know,
song ever.
I have that on my iPod like 10 times so that when I play Shuffle, it comes up frequently. So, great guess. Sorry, not a winner this time.
Yeah, people think he's kidding when he says that. Blake in Redlands, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on Bean's iPod? Let's shuffle it. All right. What's going to come up?
Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. Well, I
don't know who that is.
Who is that?
That's the great Clay Aiken, actually, right there. So no with the Right Said Fred. Again, a good guess.
I don't think you can say great and Clay Aiken in the same sentence.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Too Sexy is my ringtone.
And, is it really?
Yeah, and my dad's been in the hospital, and I was supposed to turn off my phone, and I forgot, and my mom was sitting there, and it rang as, I'm too sexy for my shirt. She's like, what the hell? Get out. Jason and Glendora, good morning.
Good morning.
Bean's iPod, let's shuffle it. What do you got?
I say it's Barry Manilow, Copacabana.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry. Cardigans. Yeah.
Is that because you like to remember their interview that went so well?
I love the Cardigans. I have every one of their albums. I'm sorry to say, not the right answer though. Mm. Nice try. Nicholas is in Santa Ana. Nicholas, what's on my iPod?
I got
wait. Okay, now what?
Stevie Wonder, Sign So Delivered, I'm Yours.
Ooh, good song. Well,
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus. You know, I love any song where somebody dies. That's why that's on there.
As long as it's human beings.
Right.
If it's animals, you cry. Josh and Tarzana, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I have a wild guess, but I'm gonna change my guess to Weird Al to Trapped in the Drive Thru.
Oh, that's a good one. Bean loves it.
No, great. That one is on my iPod. Unfortunately, did not come up next, but thank you for the call.
Hey, you know what we haven't thought of? What if nobody gets it right? What if, because your iPod, your tastes are so wacky bad.
I don't, I guess we hadn't planned for that, had we?
No, we haven't. Let's go to Jeff in Corona. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Jeff.
What's on Bean's iPod now?
It's Oh So Quiet from Bjork.
Oh, he does love himself the Bjork.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day.
You don't have Last Christmas by Wham on your iPod.
You know, it's funny, Jeff. That's a great guess. That song was on my iPod last week when we played this game, but unfortunately did not come up for you. We had some Wham instead. Nice try.
Sorry, Wham. Who could have guessed the Christmas song by Wham? Mark and Hemet, good morning.
Buenos dias, party people.
Buenos dias. What, oh, I'm sorry. All right, what's your guess?
It's the theme song from High School Musical.
The theme song from High School Musical? Is there one? I don't know.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red.
I don't know that song. What is that?
John Wayne Gacy, the song by Sufjan Stevens that I love so much. He's my favorite serial killer, you know. That's on the iPod, but not. There's no theme per se to High School Musical. Lots of great songs, but no theme. Nice try, though.
Gotta be honest, I don't have a favorite serial killer. That's not a category that exists in my world. Marco in Pasadena, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I would have to say Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's kind of being safe.
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Just too wide and nerdy.
A great Weird Al.
There's the Weird Al. Yeah, unfortunately, no winner yet, and we're almost out of time.
I don't know what to do about this. All right, let's go to Julie in Hermosa. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Julie.
All right. What is on Bean's iPod now?
Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus.
Tiny bubble.
Yeah, that's way too.
Airlines.
See, Julie, you got to go not good. You can't go good old. You got to go not good.
Right.
All right.
The late, great Don Ho there. No luck.
All right. Let's try Nick in Roland Heights. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
I'm going to say Barbie Girl by Aqua.
All right. Barbie Girl by Aqua. Let's give that a spin.
How about that?
Sometimes you gotta shake that ass, Kevin. You know.
How would you guess that?
Nick, that was unbelievable.
What would make you think of that song?
Unbelievable.
I'm thinking Barbies and Beans, so.
106.7 free downloads.
Sweet.
Congrats.
I think what you're saying, Ralph, if I can paraphrase, is that Fool's Gold makes it to the theaters. Welcome Back Freakin' Roscoe Brown is in theaters, yet The Amateurs is on DVD. What's up with that?
Amateurs got screwed in their limited release in theaters.
Here's the thing. Since the writer's strike, we've been looking for anything that's new and cool that you can watch, like TV shows that are on, maybe other networks or whatever. And when we come across something interesting, we try to give you a heads up so you can maybe see it.
Yeah.
There's a movie that Ralph told us about that never made it to the theaters.
Well, we had Jeff Bridges in talking about his gymnastics movie. He said, I made this movie called The Amateurs that I love. It's about a small town that gets together to make their own porno movie. It's brilliant. You're going to love it when it comes out. And I said, well, thanks. I can't wait to see it. And it was out briefly, just in a few theaters, and then disappeared, and now it's available on DVD. And I finally got a chance to see it. And it is one of my favorite movies of the year.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So Ralph brought it in. We passed it around. We all liked it. So we figured we would talk to William Fichtner. Good morning, William.
What's going on, folks?
Very excited about your movie. How did it get screwed? What happened?
I think you got to back that up a couple of years to figure out that whole mess.
It's because
it's one of those things where I don't know, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. It had a rough road. I think it just ended up in the wrong hands with good intentions, but. Everything that needs to happen to get a little film out there, it just didn't come together. And all of a sudden, you know, a year went by, 2 years went by, and I think we made the film like 3 years ago.
Wow. It really is funny how...
Worked on it. for us that worked on it to have, you know, to come out just for a week or two in a theater meant so much to us that it finally, you know, saw the light of day. So hopefully a lot of people will see it on DVD.
Yeah, it really needs a wider audience, William. This is an amazing film that a lot of people would love if they saw it. It's just, it's charming, it's hilarious, and it's just got a lot going for it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, and there's an awful lot of people. I can't speak for anybody else in the film, but it's the best time I ever had working on anything.
No kidding.
Wow, really? Well, the cast is tremendous.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff and Ted Danson and Joey Pants, Tim Blake Nelson. There's so many incredible ladies in it. Glenn Headley and Jeannie Triplehorn and Valerie Perrine. It was really something that meant so much to all of us. And talk about a great time doing it, you know?
I'll tell you what I liked about it is that it seems like everybody that makes a movie about small town America likes to make them be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And these people might be naive somewhat, but they're not stupid
they're
at all.
They're quirky, but they're not fools.
Yeah. Which I really enjoyed about this particular movie.
Well, it's truly a band of misfits in a way. And, you know, sometimes in small town America, like everywhere, it doesn't have to be small town. Sometimes the oddest pieces fit together and make a pretty good puzzle. And that's, we all have friendships from way back when that, when you look at the whole gang together, your friends from now, friends from then, it's like, wow, what a mix.
Yeah, your character Otis mentions in the film that they're pretty indiscriminate in terms of who they let into their friendship club, pretty much.
If you're just joining us, William Fichtner is on the line, a great actor who you know from so many things, including Prison Break and Evasion and so many other things throughout the years. But it's a very funny movie about a town where Jeff Bridges' character gets the smart idea that the way to make money is to capitalize on America's obsession with porn. So what they're going to do as a town is they're going to raise the money and film a porno movie. Now, none of them really have any experience in making a movie, and that's kind of what the hilarity is. But you're so right about the cast. I mean, every scene you go, hey, that's Brad Garrett. And then the next scene comes along and you go, hey, that's that other guy that I like. I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
And Ted Danson is so amazing in this movie, but I'm just so shocked with this cast and with this quality of film that somehow it just it fell through the cracks. I mean, for people who like the Christopher Guest movies, the Waiting for Guffman type movies, this is right up their alley. This is exactly the kind of movie that this should have been. You know, they should have promoted it that way to get it in the theaters and have people go see it.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. You know, I hope your words are true. I hope people do get a chance to check out the DVD. And I'd love to get the audience to Christopher Guest for.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
This is William's character. They're trying to figure out who's going to be in the porn. And
they need chicks.
They need chicks.
We can't get any chicks, first of all.
And that's a problem. But you have a suggestion, and I think it's a good one.
Who is it? Who's the sure thing? Tell us.
The gal at the bed store.
Hey, she's hot. Huh?
Yeah. Right? Come on.
When did you ask her?
Haven't yet. We got to do that.
Then she didn't say she'd do it.
Barney, she works in a bed store.
Yeah?
A gal works in a bed store. You know she likes to what?
Earn a living?
Go to bed, a.k.a. scrum.
I do. I know that. Since when do I know that?
Why else would she work at a bed store?
Again, I mentioned salary.
I don't think you're right.
No, I'm positive.
We're all missing this.
Four idiots doubting something makes it untrue. She works at a bed store. Scrumpin's her middle name. Vegetarians don't sell hot dogs.
Can't argue with that kind of logic,
That's
can
true.
You?
And all the girls are hot in this small town, which I also enjoy.
Yep.
That's good. Well, it's a great movie. We just wanted to have you on just to give it a little push. It's on DVD today. It's called The Amateurs. I imagine you can get it everywhere.
Yeah.
Amazon or any other place. but search for it because it's well worth it. Ralph discovered it, and we all watched it. It's really good.
Yeah,
William,
I really liked it.
Thanks a lot for coming on the air with us today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, folks. Thanks for talking about my favorite little movie.
You bet.
All right, William.
Thank you, man.
Havermill is guaranteed to be 99.99% jam-free. Don't you wish traffic was? Havermill. No worries.
This.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
It's me, Jackie. Oh, give me that look. That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get real
sweaty.
I'm talking rainforest sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm talking swamp sweaty. Let's fill the bathtub full of sweat.
Wants to love you sexy. Are you ready to lick me sexy?
Okay. Maybe we better stop that right there.
That sounds like the great Will Ferrell there, Rose.
Take off my shoes.
It is a great Will Ferrell playing Jackie Moon, the one-hit wonder from 1976, who takes all his proceeds from that smash hit song, Love Me Sexy, and buys himself the Flint, Michigan Tropics. The ABA.
That's a pretty cool song, don't you think?
I do indeed, Rodney. The ABA.
Kind of a,
all right, shut
up. Tempo positive song.
Yes, exactly. The ABA basketball team, and that is the story behind Semi Pro, the new Will Ferrell comedy, which I had a chance to see last week, and I'm telling you, I laughed my ass off.
Anyway, I got a song coming up.
Shut up, Rodney. We've got.
That you might have heard on a TV commercial.
No. We've got tickets to give away.
Remember, I used to hang out with them at Canners with Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly Ogden at Canners, and all now right. They're doing TV commercials.
Well, good for Kelly.
Featured in the Kohl's commercial.
All right, look.
Check that out. It's been on TV
yeah, all
a
right.
lot.
TV commercials see, tend to be on TV.
Girl groups playing that song uh-huh. with Kelly in the audience, and
okay.
Kelly's up there singing with the Dolly Rocks.
I don't give
it's
an
on
F
TV.
About Kelly
you can
Ogden.
See that on television.
That's on our
if
radio.
You tell me
by the
I
way.
Can see a TV commercial on television one more time, I'm going to snap your little bird like body. Semi Pro, the premiere is next week. It's next Tuesday, the 19th, at the Mann Village Theater in Westwood, California. I've got tickets to give away because I love you. That's
and,
why.
And because they've given them to you.
And
to
because
give
they've
away.
Given us to give away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a trivia question. If you're a Will Ferrell fan, then you'll know this one. Will's appeared on a lot of your favorite animated comedy shows. He's done voices on The Family Guy. He's done voices on King of the Hill. But he starred in his own short-lived animated series.
Ooh.
If you can tell me the name of that short-lived animated series, then I'll give you a pair of passes. Call right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First person through with the correct answer gets a pair of passes for the semi-pro red carpet world premiere. Looking forward to that. I'll be on the red carpet saying hi to everybody. Today's the day we're hoping will be the end of the writer's strike.
Oh, please.
This is good news for everybody. We should know by this afternoon, after the votes are counted, whether the rank and file of the Writers Guild of America has passed this deal that they've made with the producers. Everyone seems to think it's going to happen. So let's see. We got them down. If that's over, then the DGA's already made their deal. AFTRA's in the works. SAG would be the last deal to be made this year. So hopefully we won't be interrupted with our enjoyment of television or movies any longer.
Please.
I saw a writer. I don't remember what show she works on, but she has gone back to waitressing since
wow.
the strike.
That's
back,
rough.
They interviewed her at a restaurant. She's like, "Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get a job back in TV after this thing's done."
That would suck. Finally, get your break and be writing on a TV series as a staff writer, and then have to go back to waiting tables.
Yeah.
What about our Jewish fans out there,
Rodney? Stop.
What about them, Rodney? Hayden Panettiere and Milo Ventimiglia are having relationship problems, apparently. According to Star Magazine, Hayden, who is only 18 of the brand new Will Ferrell comedy, Semi Pro, which I have had the luxury of seeing, and I'm telling you, I promise you, it's funny. I guarantee you, if you go, you will love it.
You'll give them their money back if they don't
like it? I
will. All right.
I will make them that deal.
Fantastic.
It is next Tuesday, the 19th of February. It's going to be in Westwood. I've got two pairs of tickets to give away, and I want to give them to real Will fans.
Okay.
Do you have a clip real quick from Semi Pro?
There'll be a lot of television cameras out there, so we just got to be tip top.
So what's the plan?
Brought a secret weapon. It's going to make us look extra cool on TV.
What the hell is that?
It's eyeliner, dummy.
Oh.
Now who's first? Mox?
Oh, yeah. So let me get a fresh maxi pad out of my purse.
Oh. He puts eyeliner, everybody, so they look good on television. Until they start to sweat and it smears and runs into their eyes, blinding them all while they're trying to play basketball. Doesn't turn out to be the best idea.
That's awesome.
Will stars as Jackie Moon, former one-hit wonder of the 70s, who takes his profits from his disco song, Love Me Sexy, and buys himself the ABA franchise in Flint, Michigan, which he names the Tropics. It's an hilarious movie. If you're a Will fan, here's your trivia question. First two people who get through at 1-800-520-1067 with the correct answer, we'll pick up a pair of passes to the red carpet world premiere of Semi Pro. As you know, Will is a famous alumni of USC.
Yep.
You always see him rooting for his Trojans. What was his degree in? What did he graduate with? A degree in what?
Afro.
Call now.
White Afro.
1-800-520-1067. Today we find out whether it's the end of the WGA strike or not. Everyone
please.
Says it's going to be.
Please, please.
Meanwhile, production companies, studio heads, everyone's gearing up production for the remainder of the season. Looks like some of the TV series will be saved for the spring. We'll get new episodes this spring.
This spring. Great, because there were rumors we wouldn't even get it this fall.
This apparently, it ended soon enough that they're going to go right into production. We'll have some episodes airing this spring. And then the other shows will debut with new episodes in the fall. So TV really won't be that interrupted.
Like 24, which was supposed to already come out, probably will not come out to the fall.
Exactly. Okay. 24 is going to start shooting their remaining 16 episodes, and then you won't see them probably until early 2009.
Ew, spring 2009.
Beginning of next year, you'll see those.
All right.
Because they got a lot of work to do. However, shows like everything on the CW, Smallville, Reaper, One Tree Hill, The Game, Supernatural, Gossip Girl, are all going into immediate production. You'll see new episodes for those shows in the spring. Lost is going to make about 5 more episodes. They were going to plan to film 16, but they're going to roll the storylines of the last few into the last few, so they'll move the storyline along a little more quickly.
Well, that's probably
which
good.
Which is probably a good idea.
Talking to Terry O'Quinn tomorrow, by the way.
He's a badass.
John Locke, awesome.
John Locke.
You know, 5 new episodes of Lost means we have to keep track of at least 20 new characters.
That's right. Because the Ghostbuster needs his Dustbuster repairman. That character hasn't been seen yet.
He does have a Dustbuster that
lets him talk to Spirit World.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Love.
My Name is Earl will be back in the spring.
Excellent.
Boston Legal will be back in the spring.
Excellent.
Desperate Housewives. Some shows, however, do the strike, are getting the axe. Rumor has it that NBC is going to say goodbye to Friday Night Lights.
No!
Oh, no. Please,
they're
no.
going
so
to
good.
Put that show out of its misery, and so we can stop hearing Bean.
Bean and Lisa love that show.
It's wonderful.
And I've seen it, and it's really good.
I'm not cry about that show anymore.
But it's never gotten the ratings, has it?
No.
It never has.
That's one of those frustrating.
And it's not just us, by the way. It's gotten tremendous. I mean, most critics put it in their top one or two shows of the year, the last 2 years. I'm just saying, it's won all sorts of television awards, you know, but I don't know what the problem is with that.
Yeah. What's up with that?
So good. Exactly. What's up with that?
Balls.
Why do you hate Friday Night Lights, Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph.
He doesn't hate it. He just doesn't like hearing you talk about it all the time.
But it's so good.
Just making sweet love to it every week.
I'm just trying to spread the gospel of what a great show
it is. No one's watching.
People are missing.
Let it go. Give it up.
But aren't there shows that you love that frustrates you that the talent is so there and yet people aren't on board?
I'm not coming on every day saying, I want Freaks and Geeks back on the air. I've just let it go.
That was another show that should never have been canceled.
Just let it roll. Just moving on.
I'm very disappointed to hear the news.
Holding on to my
sweet memories. Arrested Development, fantastic.
Exactly.
Yep. Couldn't find an audience.
Let it go.
Oh, it sucked.
Jericho. Oh, wait a minute. Jericho came back because they sent peanuts.
That's right.
Nuts.
Why didn't I think of nuts when I was worrying about Freaks and Geeks? We have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. We have Eric in Culver City. Good morning, Eric.
Hello.
Eric, what was Will Ferrell's degree from USC?
That would be Sports information degree.
Nice delivery.
How happy was his parents to spend that kind of money for 4 years at SC, and he walks out with a sports information degree?
What is that?
He's used it well.
He was going to be a sports broadcaster. That was his original plan.
And sports information.
He was
going to
be a sports journalist.
At USC, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
SC. Congratulations, you're the winner. Hold on, we'll give you all the details. You're going to the red carpet world premiere of Semi Pro next Tuesday.
Awesome.
And Joel from Glendale also got that right.
Glendale. See you there. Katherine Heigl's got a new line of work. You know, she just got married.
Yeah.
And she's stretching herself. Not only as a wife, but as an actress. She is designing a new line of clothing.
Oh.
But it's just for nurses and doctors.
Shut up.
It's the Katherine Heigl collection of scrubs.
Okay.
Because she plays a doctor on TV?
Exactly.
What?
She thinks medical professionals should have fun, fashionable uniforms.
Oh, my God.
The Katherine Heigl collection of scrubs includes floral prints, butterflies, and black and white prints.
Gay.
Wow. KatherineHeigl.com. You can see all the details.
You.
Okay, everybody needs a niche, and that's hers.
This is f***ing weak.
Today's the day for Paul McCartney and Heather Mills going to a London courtroom to settle their divorce. Trial is underway, and sadly, because of the British laws, it's a closed courtroom. We won't get to see what happens.
You won't hear the judge say,
F you effing bitch.
The High Court will determine just how much of Paul's $1.5 billion fortune will go to Heather. Rumor has it's somewhere in the area of 55 million pounds, which would make it about $110 million American.
Well, I mean, she earned it. She did endure being married to a Beatle for 4 years, Ralph.
Yeah, by all accounts, he's like all nice and friendly and stuff.
Yeah, it's brutal. She had to spend all that money while she was married to him?
Yeah, I mean, live in those mansions and stuff.
Private planes? That would suck. She deserves it.
That solid gold leg he bought her. Trying to get around on that. That's heavy. You got to heft that around all day. It's not easy. What if the proceedings she's going to just pull it up and start banging on the table? I demand to be heard.
I hope she's representing herself.
Yeah, she's going to lose it.
How could, I mean, she must have attorneys in her life. They must have begged her to not make that mistake number one in a court of law and represent yourself.
She's
just stubborn.
Stump bird.
Oh, perhaps. No, you did.
You know, it crossed my mind, and I said no.
You rejected
Lisa.
About right.
Good for you.
Have I ever rejected anything that you?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah. Also, to remind everybody, today is Tuesday. New DVDs in stores today. We're talking about The Amateurs, mostly. It's a brand new DVD available today of a movie that we've all seen and loved. I want to give you the heads up. Stars Jeff Bridges.
It's barely in the theater, so you might not recognize the name, but it's great.
Burley in the theaters. Stars Jeff Bridges, William Fichtner, who we talked to today, Ted Danson, Joey Pantoliano, Glenn Headley, just a great, great cast of people. What are you laughing at back there, Psycho Mike? Uncontrollably.
Burley. Lisa caught Burley. Yeah. I was drinking.
It's an excellent film. You really need to check it out. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Today's celebrity birthday is Christina Ricci. She's 28 years old today. Josh Brolin, who's having a great year between American Gangster and No Country for Old Men. He is 40 years old today. Arsenio Hall.
The people love him.
Ooh, ooh.
Which one you want?
That one.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh. Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
I didn't realize till today that that was Bean trying to replicate the sound of the dog pound from the Arsenio Hall show.
That was it.
Dog pound where that went, ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, is that how it went?
Ooh, ew, ew.
Wow.
That's a gay dog.
I reject you totally.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's the best.
Horrible.
It's the best.
Arsenio is 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That song, Lost at the Grammys, the year it was out, by the way, to the acoustic version of Layla by Eric Clapton, just saying.
Valentine's, Valentine's, to Valentine's
Day.
Cholo things are gonna happen.
Pretty clean holiday.
Eyebrow pencil.
Dodgers.
Valentine's spooks outside my window. Valentine's spooks behind the Chevy. I wish those cholos could see that my hyena's hair is real crunchy, cause it's Valentine's spooks outside my window pane.
That's right, full recognize, like the solo jams. Maybe go swimming in my jeans, eh? Like, tip back that Bacardi, get loco, eh? That's right, Aina. I like your lip liner. Look at your blouse. It's clean with the black bra, Aina.
Valentine's Day, bitch. Valentine's spooks outside my window. Valentine's spooks behind the Chevy.
Yeah.
Love on the rocks with Kevin and Bean.
Singles by guys.
One guy is stupid, the other's just mean.
What's up with that?
If you're down on your luck, then join us and f*** someone new.
I don't know what you're saying there, right?
Kevin and me, Love on the Rocks singles party is happening Thursday night. We're going to be at an awesome place called On the Rocks. It's above the Roxy. And that's where we're going to be with K-Rock singles, 21 and up, guys and gals alike at 1-800-520-1067. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning records. It's going to be a lot of fun. And right now we're looking for ladies who have stories of bad one-night stands. That's the topic of discussion today. I had some great ones earlier from the gentleman when they called in.
You have to be 21 or above. Let's begin with Brittany, who is 21 from Newport Beach. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Hi, Brittany. You have a fantastic one-night stand?
You can call it that.
Okay.
I actually hooked up with this guy from a club. I just turned 18. And I went to downtown Disney to go to the House of Blues to go see Bad Religion play. And I saw him there with his wife and kids.
Oh, wow.
When, that was the next night?
Yeah, that was the next day.
Hey, how's it?
Oh. Wait, so when you took him home the night before, you did not know that he was married and had kids?
I didn't know. I had no idea. He had no ring on. I asked him, and he was like, no, I'm single. And
Did you guys go to your place or something?
Yeah.
And he didn't stay.
What did he say?
No, he did not stay. He went home.
Oh, no, he went home. He snuck out.
Yeah.
How wow. about that? By the way, that guy's a stud. He's got a wife and kids, and he's banging an 18-year-old named Brittany. Yeah. That takes her to his place, or her place. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no.
Can we get him on the phone and invite him?
God,
seriously?
No, I'm just kidding.
He'd go.
Look, hey, Brittany is a goer. I'm in, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I like Brittany.
In fact, that's one of the great things about this segment, by the way, is girls for who are into one-night stands is where we got a line.
True.
So, sure.
All right, Brittany, bring another single friend, girl. Let's go to, I don't want to go that one. Let's go to Miko in Hermosa Beach. Hi.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hi,
Miko.
Let's see. My one night stand, bad one, was in Vegas, and I had just gotten broken up with, and so looking for a guy. And I agreed to go back to his place, and he didn't
That's so hot.
I'm sorry, what?
He didn't have any condoms.
Okay.
And he knew what I was going there for, so it was kind of pissed off. I'm like, all right, go get some. But ended up taking him like nearly an hour to come back with them because he was off the strip and had to get a taxi to go.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Now, Miko, at that point, aren't you gone?
Well, yes and no, but I just, I felt bad.
She was there. She was at his place.
All right. Well,
yeah.
And she wanted some, too, by the way.
All right.
Yeah, so
I just figured maybe it's worth the wait.
Was it worth the hour wait?
No. In fact, it was only about a minute long.
Oh!
You waited an hour for a minute.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it's like a ride at Disneyland, isn't it?
Only less
so
fulfilling.
On it all.
Wow. Well, you're a saint for waiting that long.
Yes. Thank
so,
you.
By the way, how awkward is, I guess we could ask Mike, he's been there many times, but how awkward is that conversation after the buildup and then it takes a minute? Then what do you say to the dude?
I just said, can you call me a taxi?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, dude.
Ooh, I gotta
wow.
go now.
I told Miko never to tell anybody about our night together. God damn it.
Why?
Miko, you are coming Thursday night to the Valentine's Day on the Rock Singles Party. How about that?
Right.
Congratulations.
Right. Absolutely. You know.
Let's go Good to Crystal 21 in Redlands. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Hi, Crystal.
Bad one-night stands. What happened?
Okay, me and my cousin went to the beach to go see some bands play, and we kind of knew one of the bands, and we went home with a drummer, and we were too drunk to drive, so I wanted to stay there, and she didn't.
Right.
So she wanted to leave. We got in a fight, and she took off. So needless to say, I was stranded there the whole entire day the next day with him, and I had to have one of my other friends come and pick me up.
You were stranded at his house all the next day?
Yeah, like in bed. We just laid there, and it was, like, so awkward.
Like he's looking at you like, why won't she go?
Why doesn't she get up and walk out?
Wait, I may have missed this. Why couldn't he have just given you a ride somewhere and dropped her off? He didn't have a car either?
Well, no, he offered like later on. It took him a long time, but it was far because I live in Redlands and I was all the way in like Newport Beach.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I got you.
Gosh.
So bad.
So he's like, you could walk.
Yeah.
The only thing that's worse than a bad one-night stand is a bad one-night stand that refuses to end.
Yeah, followed by a whole day.
Yeah, that's rough.
All right, Crystal, I'll see you there.
Oh, Crystal, it is. Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Crystal.
Redlands.
Oh, leave her alone.
That's a strike.
Redlands.
I agree. That's a major strike. That's not good.
By the way, don't get me started on Lightning, who's apparently letting all the fat chicks into the party. What's up with that?
We don't have time to talk about
that.
Deal
with him.
Chubby Chaser on the phones.
What about Jennifer Glendora? She's 24 on line 5. Jennifer, we're talking about bad one-night stands. Some real disasters so far. You got one to add?
Yeah. I knew this guy from the apartments that we lived in Burbank. And we used to play volleyball with him and his friends. And we ended up having I had him home.
Yeah.
The next morning, my roommate woke up and realized those leather bracelets, the big fat one?
Yeah.
He'd taken her leather bracelet and some of my CDs.
He stole from you.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Is this a guy that lived in your apartment complex?
No. He would hang out there. He was like an out-of-work actor. And he would like play volleyball there.
I gotcha.
Oh, my God.
So he had sex with you and then stole from you.
Yes.
I'd like again to invite him to our party. I'd like to invite him to our party.
He gave away the bracelet to one of his friends, and I saw his friend wearing it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The stolen bracelet.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's terrible.
Oh, wow. Jennifer sounds fine.
She sounds fine.
She has questionable taste in men, which is a positive.
Yeah, which is a definite plus when you come into one of our parties. All right, Jen, we'll see you Thursday night, okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Mm. All right. You want to do one more? Let's do Heather in Beverly Hills. And then we'll take, if we have any more tickets for this hour, we'll take some more off the air if you want to continue calling. Of course, we got more for you tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Heather.
What happened? One night stand.
Oh, wow. Okay. I went out one night with some friends, got really drunk, hardly remember anything, took this guy back to my friend's place, slept with him. The next morning, woke up, hardly remembered anything. My friend's door was busted in, her front door.
Her door was busted in? From what?
I have no idea. Apparently, she was in Miami on vacation and I was house sitting. Apparently, we broke the door down, but he's claiming that he doesn't remember anything either.
Oh, so you guys trying to get in broke the door down.
Yeah, but I was house sitting and I had a key, so it just it really didn't make any sense.
You were drunk.
Yeah.
So neither of you remember what happened.
Oh, my God.
I thought that you were so bad that he busted down the door trying to get out and away from you. That's where I thought the story was going.
And then to make it worse, the next day I went out with some friends for dinner and saw him with another girl.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I like her.
Yeah, me too.
She drinks it up. She drinks it up that she doesn't know how the door was broken in. That's good.
That's huge.
Heather.
Thank you. All right. 1-800-520-1067. The King of Mexico will take a few more calls. It's Thursday night, Valentine's night. Kevin and Bean, Love on the Rock singles.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
It's just not
suitable.
We're
about to discuss an issue that may not be suitable for children. In fact, it probably is not. And I want to give you an opportunity to turn down the volume.
What, Lisa, not suitable
it's
for
not
anyone?
It's not suitable for anyone. It's just wrong.
Parental discretion is advised.
Well, why don't you just decide who's allowed to have sex then, Lisa? Why don't you just make up a list of the people and what they have to have, what body parts they have to have in order to have sex?
If you have little children and you allow them to listen to the following conversation, you are a bad parent. A really bad parent. You are seriously f***ed up. You with your illegitimate kids and your bad judgment and whatnot.
All right.
That's true.
All right, here's the deal. We're going back to the report that came out yesterday from London's News of the World newspaper about the very the difficult divorce proceedings that are going on between Heather Mills and Sir Paul McCartney of the Beatles. Okay. Now, Tim Steele is the name we've been hearing about the guy who claims that he had a long-term affair with Heather Mills while she was married to Paul McCartney. In the article, he talks about many things, including having to satisfy her six times in one night. But here's the thing that really jumped out at us that we said we got to talk to our listeners about this. Tim claims that Heather has a very unusual erogenous zone.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
The erogenous zone is, of course, her stump. Yeah! She's got the one leg that's cut off at the knee. Tim revealed that if he massaged one specific area of the stump, that Heather would have an orgasm.
Now, why are you against orgasms, Lisa?
This is
what's wrong with you?
People missing limbs having sex is your fascination with people missing limbs having sex.
There's a very popular song that's out right now. I don't know if you've heard this or not.
What you gonna do with all that stump? All that stump looking like a trunk.
I'm gonna have to get you drunk. Get you drunk so you'll bang my stump. My stump, my stump. My stump, my stump, my stump. My stump, my stump, my stump. My lucky little stump. Amputee. I drive these brothers crazy. Even without a pinky. I have a nice rump, rump. But the fellas prefer my stump, stump.
She's got me stumping.
My stump. My stump,
that's,
my stump, my stump.
That's
my
fine.
Stump,
thank
my
you.
Stump, my
How dare you stop
my lovely
it.
Little stump.
I think what I'm curious about, Lisa, is that why would a stump, like why would the bottom of your knee be erogenous? Why would that turn you on sexually? That's what I don't understand how it works.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
How is someone going to explain that to you? Whatever works, works. You don't know why. It just does or it doesn't.
Because I just wonder how true this report is of this guy, Tim Steele, or if he's just saying it to be sensational. And that's why I want to talk to other people who are either amputated.
You're looking for calls from amputees. Okay.
Listen,
you can't listen, you can't parade this topic in front of us and expect us to walk past it. We just can't do it. So if you're an amputee, give us a call.
Or
if you've had sex with an amputee.
Right.
Now is that all you want to know, or do you want to know about the erogenous zones?
Yeah, the erogenous zone's on the stumps. I want to know if that's true.
Well, stump that is sex. Quite the narrow window.
It is a narrow window. But we've said many times there are people in our audience that have experienced anything that we could ever come up with. And every single time when we say we're not going to get calls, we get calls.
I hope that. And I recall
on more than one occasion, I recall when we've thrown it out there, if you've lost a body part in an accident, call us. And we've got all sorts of people. Remember, yeah, I lost an ear. Yeah, I lost a hand.
Remember that? When you faked your death, yeah. We got calls.
Yeah, we did.
So here's where we were. We want to talk to Stumpy, if you're Stumpy, or we want to talk, if you've been with Stumpy, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Is it true about the erogenous zone on the stump? That's the important question that needs to be settled today on the Kevin and Bean Show.
My stump, my stump, my stump, my lovely little stump, amputee.
Saying it's natural. It's natural to have sex and to have fun and enjoy it. What's wrong with that?
You guys are being creepy about it. I mean, let them have their sex and leave them alone. It's not your business.
We're not hassling them. We want them to have sex and be happy.
Excuse me, guys. Ralph here. I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to check in. The segment I used to do, Sex University, where I would come in with facts and figures and I would research it and present it in a more educational fashion, that not allowed to be on the show anymore.
That's correct.
But you two yahoos can just start making a random comment about Stumpy. And that flies.
No, it's a news story. This is a news feature.
Oh, I see. So this is news.
Paul McCartney, Heather Mills.
Right.
She was cheating on him, according to a magazine in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And according to the guy who was sleeping with her, according to the magazine.
Right.
She had an erogenous zone on her stump.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
So we're just saying.
Well, maybe it was on her foot originally and then just moved up.
Maybe. It would have to be. Basically, but, right?
Exactly. That's how
it
works. The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's like a phantom erogenous zone.
Exactly.
She's like her foot tickled and now it's the knee.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
He claims that if he massaged one specific area of it, that she would have an orgasm. And that's what we're investigating here at 1-800-520-1067. You want to start with Stumpy or you want to talk with somebody who's had sex with Stumpy?
I'd like to start with this.
My stump, my stump, my stump, my lovely little stump.
All right.
Amputee.
I don't mean to interject any facts into your segment, but in the world of paraphilias, which is, the fetish community, sexual fetish community, people who like sex with amputees are known as devs.
Devs.
Or
devs.
Devotees.
Oh, okay.
Because they're devoted to no legs?
Because they're devoted to that kind of stuff. They're devotees and the amputees. That's how those two pieces go together.
So it's devs and amps?
I think we have a dev on line six. Mark in Camarillo. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
So you had sex with a girl that had no legs?
Yeah, double stumpy.
Double stumpy.
Congratulations.
Stumpy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Were you seeking out an amputee or has it just happened you liked the girl very much and she happened to have no legs?
No, I met her on a website, on one of those dating websites.
Right. Did she say up front, no legs?
No.
Okay. Was it a surprise when you met her?
Yeah, because she was going to fix us dinner, and while I was helping her prepare dinner in the kitchen, she kept putting her hand out and leaning up against my shoulder. And I thought maybe she was just trying to be, friendly, but...
She's holding herself up?
Her name's Eileen. Her name's Eileen.
Yeah, her name's Eileen.
Now, wait, but you knew when you showed up, we're getting far off topic here, but you knew when you showed up that she had no legs. I mean, she was in a wheelchair or something, right?
No. She was actually walking on these prosthetics.
She had prosthetic legs.
Prosthetics, and you didn't know it. I see what you're saying. Okay.
How long
those into springy jobs where she can run really fast?
How long into the date did you find this out?
About a half hour into it, after we cut the ice a little bit and had a few glasses of wine, then she proceeded to tell me that she had no lower limbs.
Okay, I don't know how to ask this, but it's a news story, so I guess I can just ask. Erogenous areas on the stumps, or no?
No. Very soft and fleshy.
Well, I wasn't at.
they were real stumps. They weren't those fake stumps. They were nice and soft. I hate when they're all
they
hard.
Were
those implant stumps.
Hey, was there any hesitation on your part, Mark, about having sex? Was it difficult for you to kind of get that part out of your mind when it got down to business?
None whatsoever.
Really? Were you drunk?
No, I was feeling good. But.
Really?
Mark's a goer.
Because I would have said, I'll be right back.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think that would be a deal breaker for me. I don't think.
I would definitely put that on my checklist, actually.
Mark, how many times did you end up having sex with Double Stumpy?
Just one night, about three times one night.
Three
just
times
one night?
One night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. How come you never went back for more?
She was a bad cook?
No, actually, during the course of the evening, while we were going at it, she adjusted her wig.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No legs. Okay. No hair. Unacceptable.
He's out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah,
all right.
That was it.
You have odd tastes.
Maybe she didn't have a head either. Who knows?
It was a whole prosthetic head. Kevin. That was what it was.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Maybe he met her on the beach and she said, I've never been effed. So he picked her up and threw her in the ocean and said, there, now you're effed. I love that old joke.
Let's talk to Kevin on line one. He is actually, he's Stumpy himself. So now we're getting the other side. Now, the last person said that the experience he had was not a specific erogenous zone being the stumps. Let's find out what the deal is with Kevin. Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Me, Sean Kerouac. Kevin.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes!
How about that?
Oh, yes!
How about that?
Wow. That guy rules A, and B, he's been gone for a long time. I like that. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Los Angeles.
That's where this guy got cranked called by Santa Monica.
And we love that.
I know you do.
It's worth it just to see Mike fall on the ground.
Yeah.
Jimmy in Los Angeles, hi.
What's happening, guys?
Hi, Jimmy.
All right, you had sex with a girl who had a stump. What kind of stump? Leg?
I did. I met her up on Sunset, and we went out a couple times, and it was during the time when, you know, a few weeks ago it was really cold.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You met her up on Sunset. Was she a streetwalker?
No, it was over
Club?
At Miyagi's.
Street hopper?
Yeah.
Okay,
There's a section of the strip called Stumpset.
Is it?
Stumpset.
I didn't realize that. You met her on Stumpset. Yeah. All right.
So I met her, and she was wearing long sleeves. You know, a couple times we went out afterwards, she was wearing long sleeves because it was cold.
Right.
Didn't think anything of it. So we went back to her
house. Didn't notice the sleeve was flopping around when she was walking?
No, not at all.
Hey, your arm looked pretty rubbery. What's going on here?
She had a prosthetic from her elbow down, so I couldn't tell. It was a pretty damn good one, too.
Okay.
So we go back to her house. We're hanging out. We're watching a couple movies, and we polished off about a bottle or two of wine, and then she, again, liquid courage kicked in, and she wound up telling me. She actually just pulled the arm off, and I found it, and I really dug it. It was something I never experienced before.
She surprised you by pulling off her arm, and you dug it? I mean, maybe
once I stopped screaming, I really quite enjoyed it.
I mean, maybe if you know that going in, maybe it would be fascinating. But if it's a surprise,
dude, she'd be like, shake. No, let's shake hands.
No, she didn't just pull it off. She eased into the conversation, and then once we started going at it, she really liked it. If I put pressure on her elbow where it was cut off, if I put pressure with my thumb, she really got into it. But I had to put a lot of pressure on that point, you know?
Now, did she told you that was an erogenous zone, that turned her on?
No, I accidentally did it, and she really
liked
it.
You just figured it out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
hey, wait a minute. Wouldn't you be
palpating her stump and accidentally found out?
Wouldn't you be afraid it hurt? I mean, why? You wouldn't.
I was trying, man.
It was weird. I was bringing my hand up her arm, and I just wound up grabbing it, and she really liked that.
Dude.
Lisa, you're being very quiet.
Who's your daddy?
I'm just picturing this right now.
As are we.
Hey, let me ask you. I know it's not 100% on topic, but let me ask you about that prosthetic again. Did she have like a realistic kung fu grip on that prosthetic hand? Because that could be pretty cool, too.
No, or a hook?
No.
An old-fashioned hook?
Not at all. But it was the hand was positioned in such a way where you really couldn't tell. The fingers were bent. It was very, I never held that hand. You know, she always kept to the other side of me for the couple times we went out.
Yeah.
And how did she break the conversation, that part?
On the couch.
Yeah, I was just curious how she started.
You know,
some people have two arms.
Jimmy, I got a question. After you found out that she liked it when you pressed your thumb hard into the stump,
I don't think we can ask that question. I don't think we can ask that question.
What's that?
Did you use something else?
Say that again?
No.
Oh,
no. Can't ask it three times.
Psycho Mike being retarded.
Got to take it too far.
How many
on the edge enough.
How many times did you repeat business? How many times did you go back?
We just did it once.
Just that one time.
Really?
Yeah,
and then you thought the fugitive is not for you.
Really?
Bean says like he's had sex 20 times a night, Bean does.
Well, no, I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised if the date was going so well and they ended up having sex, he didn't, you know, come back another day. It sounds like he liked the girl. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I have a girlfriend, so it was...
You had a girlfriend at the time?
I had a girlfriend at the time, yeah.
How do you not tell her at that point? How do you not go, you're not going to believe this. You're going to be angry at first, but just listen.
Oh, believe me, it'll probably come out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, good. You want us to call her and break the news, or?
I can't go that far.
Right.
I'd rather do the deed.
It's a service, service we provide.
Break it to her symbolically. Send her a dozen roses of just stems.
The Stumpy Dance is the dance to
do the stump.
Okay.
Oh, stumpy baby. I do the stumpy stump. Oh, I'm doing the stump.
Timing. What do you guys do over there after the show's aired? You just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
Timing. Timing.
Just what, Lisa? Can't stop torturing
Homer's got a hot new New Year's Eve song, too, he'd like us to
Lisa,
play.
What you don't understand is that it makes it better that you're tortured.
I know. I mean, do understand.
If you weren't as the little sister, they want to put frogs down your back.
If you weren't as tortured, let's get some frogs. If you weren't as turned off by it, we wouldn't be as excited about it.
Well,
that's
if you weren't as turned on by it.
Or is Lisa turned on by it, and that's why methinks she doth protest too much.
Yes.
She's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really
do you have a stump?
Are you stumpy?
Are you a stumpy?
You don't wear a lot of shorts. Do you have a prosthetic leg?
Mike, go feel her.
Take your pants off.
Mike
pants
is not
off.
Feeling anything.
Take your pants off and show us both your legs.
All right.
You've seen my legs.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ross.
Before I get to the showbiz beat, I've got two pairs of passes, to give away to the world premiere, red carpet world premiere, mind you, of the brand new Will Ferrell comedy, Semi-Pro, which I have had the luxury of seeing, and I'm telling you, I promise you, it's funny. I guarantee you, if you go, you will love it.
You'll give them their money back if they
I will.
Like it.
All right. I will make them that deal.
Fantastic.
It is next Tuesday, the 19th of February. It's going to be in Westwood. I've got two pairs of tickets to give away, and I want to give them to real Will fans.
Okay.
Do you have any? You have a clip real quick from Semi-Pro?
There'll be a lot of television cameras out there, so we just got to be tip-top. So what's the plan? I brought a secret weapon. It's going to make us look extra cool on TV.
What the hell is that?
It's eyeliner, dummy. Oh. Now who's first? Max?
Oh, yeah. So let me get a fresh maxi pad out of my purse.
Oh.
He puts eyeliner, everybody, so they look good on television. Until they start to sweat and it smears and runs into their eyes, blinding them all while they're trying to play basketball. Doesn't turn out to be the best idea.
That's awesome.
Will stars as Jackie Moon, former one-hit wonder of the 70s, who takes his profits from his disco song, Love Me Sexy, and buys himself the ABA franchise in Flint, Michigan, which he names the Tropics. It's an hilarious movie. If you're a Will fan, here's your trivia question. First two people who get through at 1-800-520-1067 with the correct answer will pick up a pair of passes to the red carpet world premiere of Semi-Pro. As you know, Will is a famous alumni of USC.
Yep.
You always see him rooting for his Trojans. What was his degree in? What did he graduate with? A degree in what?
Afro.
Call now.
White Afro.
1-800-520-1067. Today we find out whether it's the end of the WGA strike or not. Everyone please. Says it's going to be.
Please, please.
Meanwhile, production companies, studio heads, everyone's gearing up production for the remainder of the season. Looks like some of the TV series will be saved for the spring. We'll get new episodes this spring.
This spring. Great, because there were rumors we wouldn't even get it this fall.
This apparently, it ended soon enough that they're going to go right into production. We'll have some episodes airing this spring. And then the other shows will debut with new episodes in the fall. So TV really won't be that interrupted.
Like 24, which was supposed to already come out, probably will not come out to the fall.
Exactly. Okay. 24 is going to start shooting their remaining 16 episodes, and then you won't see them probably until early 2009.
Ew, spring 2009.
Beginning of next year you'll see those.
All right.
Because they got a lot of work to do. However, shows like everything on the CW, Smallville, Reaper, One Tree Hill, The Game, Supernatural, Gossip Girl, are all going into immediate production. You'll see new episodes for those shows in the spring. Lost is going to make about five more episodes. They were going to plan to film 16, but they're going to roll the storylines of the last few into the last few, so they'll move the storyline along a little more quickly.
Well, that's probably
which
good.
Which is probably a good idea.
Talking to Terry O'Quinn tomorrow, by the way.
He's a badass.
John Locke, awesome. Yeah.
John Locke.
You know, five new episodes of Lost means we have to keep track of at least 20 new characters.
That's right. Because the Ghostbuster needs his Dustbuster repairman. That character hasn't been seen yet.
He does have a Dustbuster
that lets him talk to Spirit World.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Love.
My name is Earl. We'll be back in the spring.
Excellent.
Lost and Legal will be back in the spring.
Excellent.
Desperate Housewives. Some shows, however, do the strike, are getting the axe. Rumor has it that NBC is going to say goodbye to Friday Night Lights.
No!
Oh, no, please.
They're
no.
going
so
to put that show out of its misery, and so we can stop hearing Bean.
Bean and Lisa love that show.
It's wonderful.
And I've seen it, and it's really good.
I wouldn't cry about that show anymore.
But it's never gotten the ratings, has it?
No.
It never has.
That's one of those frustrating.
Not, and it's not just us, by the way. It's gotten tremendous. I mean, most critics put it in their top one or two shows of the year the last 2 years. Well, I'm just saying it's won all sorts of television awards, you know, but I don't know what the problem is with that.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
So good. Exactly. What's up with that?
Balls.
Why do you hate Friday Night Lights, Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph.
He doesn't hate it. He just doesn't like hearing you talk about it all the time.
But it's so good.
Making sweet love to it every week. I just
I'm just trying to spread the gospel of what a great show
it is.
No one's
watching. Let it go. Give it up.
But aren't there shows that you love that frustrates you that the talent is so there and yet people aren't on board?
But however, I'm not coming on every day saying I want Freaks and Geeks back on the air. I've just let it go.
That was another show that should never have been canceled.
Just let it roll. Just moving on.
I'm very disappointed to hear the news.
Holding on
to
my bad sweet, person. Sweet memory.
Arrested Development, fantastic.
Exactly. Yep.
Couldn't find an audience.
Let it go.
Oh, it sucked.
Jericho? Oh, wait a minute. Jericho came back because they sent peanuts.
That's right. That's right.
Nuts.
Nuts. Why didn't I think of nuts when I was worrying about Freaks and Geeks? We have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. We have Eric in Culver City. Good morning, Eric.
Hello.
Eric, what was Will Ferrell's degree from USC?
That would be sports information.
Sports information degree.
Sports nice information.
How happy was his parents to spend that kind of money for 4 years at SC, and he walks out with a sports information degree?
What is that?
He's used it well.
He was going to be a sports broadcaster. That was his original plan.
And sports information.
He was
going to
be a sports journalist.
At USC, it is.
Yeah. Wow. SC. Congratulations. You're the winner. Hold on. We'll give you all the details. You're going to the red carpet world premiere of Semi Pro next Tuesday.
Awesome.
And Joel from Glendale also got that right.
Glendale. See you there. Katherine Heigl's got a new line of work. You know, she just got married.
Yeah.
And she's stretching herself. Not only as a wife, but as an actress. She is designing a new line of clothing.
Oh.
But it's just for nurses and doctors.
Shut up.
It's the Katherine Heigl collection of scrubs.
Okay.
Because she plays a doctor on TV?
Exactly.
What?
She thinks medical professionals should have fun, fashionable uniforms.
Oh, my God.
The Katherine Heigl collection of scrubs includes floral prints, butterflies, and black and white prints.
Gay, 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 gay.
Wow. KatherineHeigl.com. You can see all the details.
You.
Look, everybody needs a niche. And that's hers. Today's
this is f***ing weak.
Today's the day for Paul McCartney and Heather Mills going to a London courtroom to settle their divorce. Trial is underway, and sadly, because of the British laws, it's a closed courtroom. We won't get to see what happens.
You won't hear the judge say,
F you, you effing bitch.
The High Court will determine just how much of Paul's $1.5 billion fortune will go to Heather. Rumor has it it's somewhere in the area of 55 million pounds, which would make it about $110 million American.
Well, I mean, she earned it. She did endure being married to a Beatle for 4 years, Ralph.
Yeah, by all accounts, he's like all nice and friendly and stuff.
Yeah,
it's brutal. She had to spend all that money while she was married to him.
Yeah, I mean, live in those mansions and stuff. Can you imagine?
Private planes? That would suck. She deserves it.
That solid gold leg he bought her. Trying to get around on that. That's heavy. You got to heft that around all day. It's not easy. What if the proceedings she's going to just pull it up and start banging on the table? I demand to be heard.
I hope she's representing herself.
Yeah, she's going to lose it.
How could, I mean, she must have attorneys in her life. They must have begged her to not make that mistake number one in a court of law and represent yourself.
She's
just stubborn.
Stump bird.
Oh, perhaps. No, you did.
Oh, you know, Kevin. It crossed my mind, and I said no.
You rejected
it, Lisa.
Right?
Yep. Good for you.
Have I ever rejected anything that you...
No.
No, okay.
Yeah. Also, to remind everybody, today is Tuesday. New DVDs in stores today. We're talking about The Amateurs, mostly. It's a brand new DVD available today of a movie that we've all seen and loved. I want to give you the heads up. Stars Jeff Bridges.
It's barely in the theater, so you might not recognize the name, but it's great.
Yeah. Barely in the theaters. stars Jeff Bridges, William Fichtner, who we talked to today, Ted Danson, Joey Pantoliano, Glenn Headley, just a great, great cast of people. What are you laughing at back there, Psycho Mike? Uncontrollably.
Burley. Lisa caught Burley. I was drinking.
It's an excellent film. You really need to check it out. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Today's celebrity birthday is Christina Ricci. He's 28 years old today. Josh Brolin, who's having a great year between American Gangster and No Country for Old Men. He is 40 years old today. Arsenio Hall.
The people love him.
Ooh.
Which one you want?
That one.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh. Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
I didn't realize till today that that was Bean trying to replicate the sound of the dog pound from the Arsenio Hall show.
That was it.
Dog pound where that went. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, is that
ooh,
how it went?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow.
That's a gay dog.
Bean, I reject you totally.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's the best.
Horrible.
It's the best.
Arsenio is 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day, including if something happens that it reminds you of our show. We had a conversation. Well, it wasn't a conversation as much as a screaming bout. Whether hockey players or football players are tougher.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an NHL player has life-saving surgery after throat is slashed by skate. Pretty sure you can't get your carotid artery slashed in football. Hockey is officially tougher.
I agreed with Kevin on that argument about hockey players being tougher, but what was Ralph's defense about football players? Is it they wouldn't even have gone down if they had got their carotid artery?
Yeah, that's what he said earlier today.
They just would have kept playing?
They would have played another couple of downs, yeah. Yeah, we put that up at the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, by the way, which is a place you can go, and it's a link to this particular play where his own teammate cut his throat with his skate.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Hey, guys, quick question about NASCAR. Do people realize it's just cars going in circles?
I think so.
I think that's one of the first things they learn when they get into the sport, yeah.
But if you haven't gone, it's hard to tell you how exciting it is.
It is kind of
cool, really is
actually.
Exciting, but I can see if you haven't gone that you go, well, they're going around circles.
I will tell you that when I see it on television in some of these places where they have the NASCAR races, there's 100,000 people watching it, and I go, that's crazy. And then I hear it on the radio, and that's when I realize now you got the hardcore people that are listening to racing on the radio, but it's big.
I didn't know they did that.
They do it on the radio?
Yes.
They're still going in circles. We'll be back after this.
They sure do.
I'm not sure. This, to me, sounds like the King of Mexico.
Hey, guys. This is listener Dave, and tonight's the night. Jericho, 10 p.m. on CBS. It's back, baby. All because of us. Nuts.
He really is that excited, by the way.
The King doesn't make any attempt to change his voice, and he can't even come up with another name other than Dave.
That's correct. I'm Dave.
Okay.
The movie There Will Be Blood?
Yes.
Yes?
The guy's trying to explain to somebody else that he's taking all of the oil from underneath his land, and he does it by using a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you have a milkshake, I have a milkshake, I have a long straw, I drink your milkshake!
I sent you a text to landline message. I drink your milkshake, be ad.
Thank you very much.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Every time I see that clip now with Daniel Day-Lewis, I think they should have gotten Kevin for the role. He's so much better than Daniel Day-Lewis
is
true. At that.
That is true. Thank you for noticing that.
Stop blogging! No more blogging, Bean! Stop the blog! Stop the... Every time you blog, someone dies, Bean!
Every time you blog, someone dies?
I had no idea.
An angel dies.
Stop.
It's even worse than that.
It's another vote of support for stronglywordedletter.com. Thank you very much for the call.
I know that our show is entertaining. It's also informational. A lot of people don't realize they can learn a lot just by listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Wizard. I've got this girl I like. So I wasn't really sure how to approach her. So I just threw out the old dollar question, you know? So, what would you say the value of the dollar is compared to the euro?
Look, I may not have gotten my check with that question as I hoped. So don't try to emulate me, I guess, is what the advice is.
It did work the opposite how you were hoping that it worked.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, man. Oh, I think I just pulled the Tyra.
Oh!
No.
There's a picture of her pooping her pants. That's what he's talking about. Tyra Banks pooped her pants. And finally...
Overused bit. Redundant things are gonna happen. Can't think of anything new. Overused bit outside my window.
See if you know it.
Overused bit behind a tree. I wish the listener could see, but they've already switched to the CDs, and it's overused bit outside my window pane.
Think he's done?
The Kerouac microphones were there. Why am I talking like this? Blah, blah, blah. Opening Coachella. And it's overused bit outside my window. I wish that Bill Handel could see, but he's using a bit we used previously, and it's overused bit outside my window pane.
Yes. That's awesome.
We accept your scorn. You win.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do is you pick up the phone and give us a call, toll free, 1-800-520-1067. In return, we give you a pair of tickets to the Muse Inc. Tattoo Festival. That's with the Used and Tiger Army, February 22nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Orange County Fair and Expo Center, brought to you by Miss Kat Von D, who will be joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show next Tuesday morning. Sounds like a good time.
Tuesday, nothing fun.
What's wrong with you?
Let's start with Daniel in Fulton on line 6. He's
What's
calling.
Wrong with me? In an hour on stump sex. What's wrong with me?
Exactly.
Screw you.
I think Daniel is calling to file a complaint, guys, that we need to take seriously.
Yes, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
good.
Hello.
I was just calling in response to the Pro-Line guy who was ripping on NASCAR.
He said, don't NASCAR fans know that they're just going around in a circle? Yes.
Well, duh. But...
yeah.
Really? Are you trying to keep duh alive?
Duh, duh, duh.
It's more of a triangular shape. I'm sure Light knows that.
Okay. That's so your complaint is that we said going around in a circle rather than going around in an oval?
You know, I mean, some are more of an oval shape.
Yeah.
No.
I'd like
right,
to.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a NASCAR fan.
If I had my choice, I'd like you to die.
Wait. Listen to me, you prick.
Wow.
How Second many mic. Right turns have they ever made in the history of NASCAR?
If you go to Infineon or if you go to Watkins Glen, they have road courses. They have to make a few right turns, and actually they... It's kind of funny. Right.
Why are we still having this conversation?
I don't know.
I think the point of the Afro call and what we were agreeing with is, yeah, it's people who get in a car and just drive around. I mean, that's really the basis of the whole sport.
The last lap is really the most interesting part of the whole thing.
But I said at the time, it's way more exciting if you're there than, you know, having it described on the radio like Bean said. Who's listening on the radio? Javier in Los Angeles. Good morning. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
Lisa May.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, what's up?
I used to work at the Tyra Banks show.
Yes.
Oh, an insider.
I was the assistant to one of the producers. He sent me into her dressing room to pick up some of the clothing.
Yes.
I walked in there into a gas. It was insane. Somebody dropped a bomb. I turned around. She's in there. She stunk up the place. She didn't know I was going in there, and I thought she was out.
Was
and
it a bathroom or a dressing room?
It was a dressing room. And she dropped, I mean, it was like walking into a wall of poo. It was insane. So now I can verify that, yeah, I believe she pooped her pants.
By the way, wall of poo is playing in.
You know, she's very proud of her gassiness. She talks often about it.
She does?
The fact that she farts a lot. Yeah.
Not just that, but there's so much junk food going in that dressing room. Donuts, chili cheeseburgers, hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. She's,
that's a recipe for disaster, right?
Yeah. She looked forward to the day she stopped modeling and was able to eat whatever she wanted. She has been fully taking advantage of that.
She's I'll been abusing you. The privilege is what she's been doing.
I would not drink her milkshake.
No, I think I understand what you're saying.
That's a good point. Thank you.
I do not have a straw that goes to that shake.
All right, let's go to Adrian, who is calling from Santa Ana. Good morning, Adrian.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
I wanted to talk about Natalie Cole ripping Amy Winehouse after the Grammys.
Oh, is she mad that Amy won?
Yeah, she said that it was the Grammys rewarding bad behavior.
Oh, shut up. The Grammys aren't our parents. What the hell's wrong with her?
I don't know.
I understand her point, but she, I mean, hardcore Natalie Cole was a hardcore drug addict. She turned tricks at one point for money. I mean, she did it all. Just because
they let her record again.
She never did, Father.
Yeah, she won freaking Album of the Year at the Grammys a few years ago. It just seems like the wrong person to be making that particular charge.
How can anyone be upset about anything except Album of the Year from the Grammys?
Well, although we did make a point, the show business is the most forgiving industry in the world when it comes to drug and alcohol.
It has to be. What would they do without drug users?
Well, you know, not everybody who's a drug user is a celebrity. There's a lot of people out there who lose their jobs and stuff because of this stuff, which is a shame.
But I think what Natalie's saying, if I can just read something into it, is it's kind of the bigger problem of where we are now, where you become a bigger star the more effed up you are. I mean, look at Britney Spears, who's famous for everything but her music now, and it seems like we make her a bigger star because of her bad behavior.
Yeah, but we don't give her a Grammy.
Yes, but they're not giving her a Grammy. I mean, that's the difference, is that Amy Winehouse made a good album.
Right.
That's true. You got that going for you. Lara, let's go to Steve in La Puente. Good morning.
Hey, what it do, guys?
What it do?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I want to get back to that topic about what sport is the toughest sport. I think we all have proof that hockey is.
How do we have proof that hockey is?
Guy got his head cut off.
The other game that guy got.
Well, we didn't say most unsafe sport. We said the toughest players. We didn't say the most unsafe sport.
It's both.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about the sport.
We were, Steve.
By the way,
we were talking about which athletes were the tougher. That's what we were talking about.
So that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
okay. Easy, Ralph.
Just saying, because they have poor equipment doesn't make them tougher.
Poor equipment is skate. Cut his neck. Cut his head clean
seems
off.
Like, seems like they should take that precaution.
He reached down onto the ice. He picked up his own head, carried put it back it, on his it. Shoulder, and skated off the ice.
He didn't put it back on his shoulder. He just carried in his hand like
by the hair.
Crane, yeah.
That just happened.
That blew my mind.
By the way, I would like to add this evidence. You know, because of this horrible hockey injury that happened this week, we've been hearing a lot about the similar thing that happened 20 years ago with that, what was he, a goalie?
He was a goalie,
in,
yeah.
In Buffalo, right?
Yep.
And that guy, by the way, whose name I don't recall, was out of the hospital the next day, made it to practice 4 days later, and was playing again a week later after Thank getting you. His artery torn like that.
I rest.
That's pretty impressive. A week later to come back from an injury
and
like
a
that.
A sport that you can play with a torn artery is a sport for ladies.
That's all I'm saying.
Daryl in Cypress,
ooh,
good morning.
I got my artery. I'm in the goal again.
It's your That's main throat artery or your carotid artery.
Woo-hoo, look at me. I'm bleeding.
We don't have time for Daryl, by the way. We look at the clock. We
hey, Daryl.
Hey.
Daryl, go, babe.
That was a mistake. Hey, sorry. I can't do it.
Oh, come on.
No, that was a mistake.
It's a good call, but literally, how much time do we have? We have 160 seconds left?
Yeah, we have a minute. We have 60 seconds.
All right, thanks to William Fichtner for joining us today. The DVD of The Amateurs. It's a very funny movie with Jeff Bridges and a lot of great stars. That's in stores today. What's happening on tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show?
Daryl's going to tell us. Quickly, Daryl, you have 20 seconds. Go.
I just wanted to know how you guys could pass off Amputee Sex as news.
It's us.
It was in the news.
It was in the news.
Have you heard Doc on the Rock on our station? What passes for news has there's almost nothing that no standards at all need to be held.
That's correct.
I think you guys have hit a new low.
Wait for tomorrow. We're doing Ask a Dominatrix.
Yes, we are. That's tomorrow. Thank you, Ralph, for leading me back into that.
You're welcome.
Ask a Dominatrix tomorrow. We're going to talk to Terry O'Quinn from Lost tomorrow. We got D.L. Hughley, and we have the new Hezbollah Jew-hating cartoon. Which you're playing Coachella. And we have Love on the Rock singles tickets tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Plus, Tammy Hyder, or whoever is next, is coming to next with 40 Minutes Nonstop, including new Jack Johnson, also Serge Tankian, White Stripes, Local H, and more after this in the world-famous K-Rock.